Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, it's already Wednesday, the 20th day of November 2013. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours, Lord willing. And then tonight, we're going to have feeds up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com live from Dallas via Ustream and other systems. We're going to have the live demonstration against the people that really were behind the assassination of John F. Kennedy, the private run-for-profit offshore banking cartel known as the Federal Reserve, 8 o'clock, Pearl Street, in downtown Dallas. So get there around 7:30 to 9. From 7:30 to 9 is when we're going to have the event, 8 to 9 officially, and I'll be there handing out tens of thousands of free flyers to the, hopefully hundreds of folks will show up. Sometimes we have rallies and thousands show up, sometimes hundreds when it's impromptu. But I need everybody in the Dallas area to come and to get these flyers. I'll give people 100 flyers apiece. I'll give you big posters that have been posterized. You name it. So you can come down Thursday or Friday, whatever day you can, and hold up the signs exposing that there's not just the assassination of JFK being an establishment coup d'etat against the Republic, but the attack on free speech signifies the fact that they're trying to say, you know, no one who disagrees with the official story inside Dealey Plaza. Now they're saying nowhere within, you know, 5 blocks of it. The mayor's had to back off some, but we're there to show him the First Amendment is alive and well. And I will announce by the end of the broadcast today, I'm just going to make some final planning, where we're going to rally for the First Amendment tomorrow at 5 o'clock to give you a chance before it gets dark. So it's early enough. It won't be dark till 6:30, but it's still kind of hard for folks to get down there after work, but you can leave work early, meet us. We're going to pick someplace in downtown Dallas to have a rally tomorrow. We're going to march down to the barricades that are going up right now at Dealey Plaza. We have John Bowne and Rob Jacobson there on the ground, and they're going to be doing some live Ustreams today. We're going to dial into, just like Gucciardi did from the NSA, and more. So continued coverage of this situation. It's just like communist China in 1989. Americans marveled. What, you can't politically gather in the giant Tiananmen Square for democracy, and then tanks came and killed everybody? I mean, if you resist the police when they say no free speech, they'll kill you as well. Or at least they'll try if we let it get to this point. And most police, by the way, that I've run into around the country support the First Amendment and are upset about what's happening. But the feds are trying to train them and condition them to go along with this. Speaking of that, you saw it in Georgia, you saw it in Alabama, you saw it in Florida this year. And it was a federal grant. Then we saw it in Arizona, Colorado, and California. Then Oregon. Now it's happening in Texas, and they're actually telling people you've got to give blood and saliva. They call it a survey, but they direct you. It's a literal false arrest, commandeering, hijacking. Just like the TSA sticking their hands down your pants is illegal. And they direct you off the checkpoint that is a custodial arrest. That is, under common law, arrest. And if it's false, it's a felony. The police tried to lie about it at first till video came out. Now they're freaking out, apologizing, say it was federal orders. And they're doing this as a beta test to get the cops ready to just direct people off and then demand blood and saliva. And they took it. And the media tries to spin it in Florida and other areas. Well, it's no big deal. I mean, you know, it's for your safety. We don't make you take it. No, they make you. They say, we're here taking blood and saliva. And most people in Land of the Free, Home of the Brave, North Korea, in North America, literally begin urinating on themselves and groveling and rolling around in fetal positions to the police. And then they give the blood and everything. Boy, let me tell you, I mean, I've just about had enough. And, of course, they have federal funding for proctology exams on the side of the road. And I say that, and it sounds like a lie, but it's true. I mean, it's just like, it's the feds training police to go inside your body without warrants. I mean, the government is mad dog nuts. It's got a name. It's called tyranny with a capital T, as in Tyrannus. We'll be right back. Huge transmission straight ahead.
Wow.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. We've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday, the 20th day of November, 2013. I am your host, Alex Jones. The news websites are InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. You can follow yours truly at Real Alex Jones on Twitter. We don't have any guests today, but we will have John Bowne and Rob Jacobson reporting from the site of the coup d'etat by the military-industrial banking complex against John F. Kennedy 50 years ago Friday. We will have them coming up later in the hour with a live video Skype connection from Dealey Plaza. They will be joining us. Then I will get in the car at about 3 o'clock this afternoon and travel 3 hours up to Dallas, and I will be at a demonstration in front of the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve at 8 o'clock Central until 9 Central. And it's also a public Liberty First Amendment emergency meeting where we're going to hand out a whole bunch of flyers. It's actually 30,000 now I've gotten. 30,000 flyers. We need about 300 people at least to show up, so I can give 100 flyers to each person to hand out Thursday and Friday, and it's about JFK, the two-sided flyers, but it's also about the attack on the First Amendment, really powerful flyers, and 200 big posters that we've also printed up and put on foam board for you so that you can really dominate the establishment and show them what people power in the info war can do. How real demonstrations to take over political events. The Ford Foundation runs all the fake leftist groups. They have them dress in clown outfits on record. This has all been declassified to discredit everyone. They'll have them, you know, say they're going to levitate the Mint at a DNC demonstration and dress up in wizard outfits to look ridiculous, to look mindless. And then the media will just cover that and make fun of them instead of taking over events and showing how they're trying to take over Dallas in an attack on the First Amendment with 5,000 select people allowed in. We're just going to use the fact that they've done that as a judo move to make it literally boomerang around and politically throw them through the wall. They're attacking our free speech. I wouldn't even have gone to this, folks, if they weren't trying to ban free speech. But because they're doing it, I'm coming, and I'm coming with as many people as I can get. And I'm so busy covering other news, so busy covering other issues, that I really haven't talked about this a lot in the last month. I should have built it up and built it up. We could have had 50,000 people there, but that's okay. The few, the proud, the patriots will be there, and I would expect thousands of listeners will come out for the 50th on Friday in Dallas to just speak out, have your own homemade signs, get our signs, whatever. I imagine that hundreds are going to show up tomorrow and hundreds tonight. And by showing up today and tomorrow, we will dominate pre-coverage. In fact, I called Richard this morning. He's already up there as well. I forgot that when I got him on the phone, I forgot why I had called him, because he brought up a bunch of other issues to me. Call him and tell him the two local stations. He knows the ones that are great folks that are always begging me to come on, but I'm too busy to go on. One of them is that business talk station with a huge listenership. And the other one's that other talk station. They both wanted me on just a few weeks ago, and I was too busy. Richard knows them because that's who they contact for some reason. I want you to call Richard and get me set up today and tomorrow. I don't care about Friday. By then, there'll be oversaturation. It won't do anything. I need to get on those Dallas stations right now. So I'm kind of wargaming this on air right now as your radio talk show host, as a documentary filmmaker, as the head of the nightly news, as a patriot leader. I am here basically getting ready to deploy our operation folks into the area in defense of the First Amendment and the Republic. And we are going to again put our most of our team of reporters, writers, TV reporters, journalists, researchers are all going to be there, from Darren McBreen to Leanne McAdoo to John Bowne to so many others. Kit Daniels is going up there, and again, I'm going to be there. This is going to be a very, very important event, and we are going to be defending the First Amendment. Let me just put it to you that way. It should be a very interesting next 48-plus hours going into Friday. And at 12:30 Central, they have the moment of silence when they executed JFK at high noon in front of the whole world as a message to the Russians and a message to everybody else. We'll do whatever we want. And the world began shaking and groveling in fear to the global mafia that had seized control of America. Adan Salazar wrote an article about this yesterday with some of the plans. We'll have another article out today by Paul Watson with all the details, the live feeds, all of it. It'll be live JFK 50th coverage, or it'll be JFK 50th coverage First Amendment defense page, basically is what we're going to call it. And it's going to be historic, so be part of it. But the key is that we need the real special forces of the First Amendment to show up tonight when the bat signal has been fired out with less than 48 hours notice. I need you to show up at Pearl Street at the Federal Reserve. We've had three rallies there before, had as many as 1,000 people out at one of them with just a few days planning. We've gone and demonstrated against the Fed there many times. And of course, Ron Paul's demonstrated there as well, and in Houston. And so have we with Ron Paul. So it's key that we explain who the real shadow government is that thinks it's above the law and thinks that it controls the power of the purse. I get so excited I stop breathing on air. I was reading about screen apnea or typing apnea. It was in the Daily Mail yesterday. Or when people type or people are reading, they'll stop breathing. And I do that all the time. I'll go like a minute sometimes on air and watch video of my head turning red. as I just, like a machine, stream out the communications. I've never had voice lessons, never had acting lessons, never had breathing lessons. That's not true. I guess I took a few acting lessons, and I took drama for one semester in high school, and then I guess some friends talked me into some acting lessons in college, and all they tried to do was induct me into pornography, so I didn't finish the classes, so I forgot about that. And they were there at the whole class. If you weren't, you know, as ugly as the side of a barn door, they would try to get you into pornography. I mean, that's why everybody that goes to Hollywood trying to get into trying to get into movies ends up in pornography, because that's really the only business that's there. Hey, let's go back to that article, since I mentioned that, for TV viewers. Do you have email apnea? 80% of people stop breathing properly when typing. It could be damaging to our health. Yeah, and that's just the beginning. In fact, there was a story 2 days ago about doctors issue stern emergency warning that two years old and below should not be allowed to watch television and should have no computer screen time. No screen time. It 100% rewires the brain and brain damages people. It causes literal cognitive brain damage. Don't you think they knew 40 years ago, strapping monkeys up in front of screens, baby monkeys, what it was doing to them? I've actually been allowed at the University of Texas psychology department to see a restricted program. And when I say allowed, I was not even supposed to be in there, but I've told the story many times. Kevin Booth is actually a witness to it. It's so long ago now, I'll even throw out who was there with me. And we were allowed in to the DARPA command area. Not classified, restricted. And connections, just very quickly, I was allowed to see the monkey farm in Bastrop. I was allowed to stare into literal hell on Earth, with the monkeys and apes strapped in with the wires in their brains, with computer screens savaging the most vicious computer patterns for Homo sapiens sapien to weaponize television and just hammer us to hell. And the scientists, even though they were against it, were still kind of hopping around telling me about it like it was cute and funny. And then, oh, you're not supposed to see this. Oh, don't look at that. Oh, that's not the monkey farm. Oh, don't look at this DARPA area. And I'm seeing all this stuff. And they would have on the doors, these are areas that even graduate students aren't allowed into, it would have on the doors, like, what DARPA funding operation it was. But he wouldn't let me take photos of that. We were actually there shooting a American Drug War video that my scenes in it never, ever got in the film. It was used as promos to it. We're walking around in a black suit talking to us. We were in there 3 or 4 times doing shoots. I just want you to know, they're working overtime to hurt you and your family as bad as they can. It was on Drudge Report. I never covered it. It was doctors issue sternest warning yet. No screen time for two-year-olds and younger. That's the exact headline. Doctors issue sternest warning yet. No screen time on 2 and under. And it was a big medical journal coming out with that intel. I want to show that to people when we come back. And then the top stories today of the loving government. North Texas drivers stopped at roadblock for saliva and blood and were forced to give it. They were basically forced to do it, and the police lied about it at first, said they knew nothing. Is what a Sergeant Schultz said. I know nothing. This is all federal. It's up on Infowars.com. It's also an NBC Dallas. And then we're also going to be getting... And a father arrested for trying to pick up his own children from school. They make the small children walk through traffic. Parents are not allowed anywhere near the school. So he got out to get his small children, politely walked over, and said, no, I'm here under state law to get them when they leave the front door. And they arrested him. And he was totally calm. The cop freaks out. And we're going to be airing that video. It's up on Infowars.com. And then we're going to get into London Telegraph. Fukushima meltdown is warning the world, says nuclear plant operator. Forbes tells the truth, says Obama is becoming a dictator. Not becoming a dictator. He's now operating as one. Peter Sutherland says that he wants Hunger Games to basically stir up a revolution. We're going to break that down. Illegal immigrants blockade Atlanta office to halt deportations. Those are just show it deportations for Obama. He's already legalized everybody. What are you complaining about? country will collapse soon enough. Don't worry. We'll be right back. Alex Jones here. And I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a 4-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there is some real scum in the alarm business cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with Simply Safe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust Simply Safe to protect your family. Simply Safe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your Simply Safe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Gentlemen, we're back live, and by the way, I mentioned some of the news that's coming up. Oh, here's just a couple in my stack today. LG TV phones, home with your viewing habits, names of your files, your screen, and even if you tell it not to. That's just the mainstream headline from Boing Boing. See, what's happening is all the sheeple now that they have to admit the NSA spying on them, because before they'd say, none of that's going on. We knew 15, 16 years ago that cable boxes, cell phones were listening, tracking, had microphones in them. We had the patents, we had the admissions, we had the whistleblowers. People would say, that's insane, I don't believe it. I would have program directors call me up and go, we're going to drop your show. There's no way you just had a former head of the FBI for all of California on saying that he exposed government satanic ceremonies in Northern California. That person is not real. And I'd go, no, Ted Gunderson really was the head of the largest FBI division, and he really did expose it. And no, it's not true. I'm taking you off. And I don't blame them. They thought I was making it up. You know, world leaders aren't meeting doing satanic rituals. Now everybody knows that stuff goes on. Here it is. Mainstream news within the U.S. and England and other systems, the televisions, the TiVos, all of them, the cable systems, are watching everything you do. Okay? Here's another one. This is out of CNS News. This was always the plan. They already had black boxes that track you when they plug them in when you get your inspection. They download everything. Now it's live-time broadcasting where you are, how fast you go, everything you do. CNS News. NHTSA may mandate. See, it's already in the box. Of course they're going to mandate it. They're announcing it. That new cars broadcast location, direction, and speed. Total 1984. Boom. We're going to be getting into that. And Paul Watson, an article last night that came out that didn't get really any attention. It deserves it. New media wars, the Empire Strikes Back, that breaks down how they're going after free speech. Now big media with government is circling the wagons against the real press. You know, when you hear Feinstein saying we're going to license who can be media and not, and who can protect sources and who can't, and then she calls it a bill to protect the First Amendment, just like Affordable Care Acts to make the care affordable, doubling, tripling, quadrupling prices. Have you learned yet? It's the opposite of what they say. If they say they're fighting racism, they're promoting racism. If they say they're fighting sexism, they're promoting sexism and obsession with what sex you are. They say they're fighting for equality, they're fighting to make everybody be in groups and not just be individuals. I'm an individual. You're not going to label me. But see, by labeling me a white male and all this other stuff, it labels then as a stereotype of whatever they project on the stereotype so that people will think of me as that first and not a liberty lover. Not a lover of art and literature and culture and freedom and a hatred of tyrants and an obsession with crushing bullies. Let's continue here, ladies and gentlemen, because I mentioned this and I told you this is happening. And every time it happens, no one's in an article yet about how, not even my people, we should do this maybe tomorrow or something. One of my writers listening or somebody else out there listening. Oh, all the other George Washington blog tends to pick up stuff we call for. We tend to see the economic collapse blog do it, the poop at the fan report, all of them tend to. So somebody needs to take all the instances of these federal grants all over the country where they set up warrantless blood draws on the side of the highway. And these are always federal grants. When they have like Army and TSA and police out in Tennessee or New York, in the middle of nowhere, shutting down major highways in the countryside. They always do it in the middle of nowhere to freak people out. It's done as a psych warfare test. They had an EU test, a whole bunch of them. It came out in the BBC, if you don't believe me. Ukrainian troops with loaded weapons searching Brits on a major highway in northern England. It was by Sheffield. And then a year later, they did it all over Scotland. And the Scots actually started getting out and like beating people up and stuff. I mean, they were like, there was fist fights. They refused. Like, foreign troops are going to search me? And it's all a psych warfare test. It was a big scandal. They had to cover it up, what happened. It was only in local papers that some of the foreign troops got bossy and got their butts kicked. But I'm just telling you, folks, when I come back, I'm going to break this down for you. North Texas driver stopped at roadblock, asked for saliva blood. The police tried to deny it at first. Now they've been forced to admit it. So again, the standard PSYOP is to deny, sorry, the cops didn't know citizens had already put it on YouTube. They were just lying out of default against the enemy, that's us. And I'm sorry, the police operate now in an enemy attack formation.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base. Nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
There have been times.
Every time that I look in the mirror, all these lines in my face get clearer.
The past is gone.
The past is gone.
I love this part. Of our lives will go by like dust until dawn. You better stand for something right now, ladies and gentlemen. Don't go to your grave being a sellout to the social engineers. Be real. That's what it's all about. And none of us are perfect. We've all got our dark sides. But you've got to decide in your heart which side you serve. And that's the most important decision of our short lives. Thank you for joining us on this worldwide broadcast. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we're going to have our reporters down on the ground in Dealey Plaza joining us via Skype to give us a report on what they're seeing down there, John Bound. Before I go any further, let me just finish up with this. So again, the mainstream media, local media, a lot of times isn't globalist operatives. They just go along with the status quo. So they always say, gee, why are police directing people off the highway and then ordering them to give urine, tissue, or blood samples? And a lot of times they go, people claim they were made to go off a checkpoint and get blood, but everybody knows that doesn't happen in America. People claim their kids are being given the flu shot without their consent, but everyone knows that's illegal. Oh, really? Next night, the school decided it's the best thing to do. There's no law we can make your 11-year-old have an abortion, but we do it. Your kids belong to us now. So that's what they're doing, is they are manipulating the media, the police, the public with federal grants, saying, if you want this federal grant, you're going to shut down I-35 at Kyle, and you're going to back traffic up for 30 miles past Georgetown. This happened in 1999. It's in my film, Martial Law. They did them all over the state, and it was federal grants. That's how I learned about all this. And the federal grant said, in the future, there'll be internal checkpoints with hardened positions where everyone is searched randomly for their safety. And it was a Bill Clinton initiative, and I talk about that in my film. I show the federal grant. I show it all. Just like schools are scanning children's retinas secretly without them knowing. We just showed that headline from RT. I mean, this is what this country's turned into. It's a criminal mass movement against us with everybody compartmentalized. These average cops, they don't know. In some cases, they're off duty and hired to do it. In others, they're told it's a federal grant. You will go do this duty. And usually we learn about it because one of the police, sometimes they have like 50 of them out. These things are so big. We'll end up calling people they know and saying, hey, get the media on this, man. I don't want to be told to do this. And they go out and they direct people off to way stations and off into parking lots. And then they walk up and say, this is a federal operation. You have a choice, saliva or blood. And, of course, saliva has the biggest cells in the body that slough off by the millions every few months. There's thousands at any one time, your cheek cells. Your palate cells are big, round, like flat donut-like cells that are just in your mouth. So they can just swab in there and get a bunch of those. And most people go, oh, whatever you say, officer. And they do it. And then the media's like, big deal, a blood checkpoint. And see, first they do it where it's a DUI, no refusal. It's for the children. And they have fake rubber stamp warrants. Once they've done that, then they move to just, you know, we don't need no stinking fake warrants. We just do whatever we want. So, it's going on in Alabama, it's going on in Tennessee, it's going on in Florida, that was the first places. Then it was going on in Oregon and California and Colorado and Arizona. All this craziness went on, and now, in America, in Texas, they're just basically ordering people to do it, and that's what's coming out in the local news. We have an RT report, we have an NBC report from North Texas, but here it is. In America, ladies and gentlemen, here's part of the newscast if you doubt me.
Kim Cope was on her lunch break Friday driving north on Beach when she came across two police cars with lights flashing.
Yeah, they were about right in here.
She says the uniformed officers directed her into this parking lot.
I gestured to the guy in front that I just wanted to go straight, but he wouldn't let me and forced me into a parking spot.
That's official oppression.
She says she couldn't believe what she was asked next.
That's a kidnapping.
They were asking for cheek swabs. They would pay you $10 cash for that. They would also, if you let them take your blood, they would pay you $50 for that.
Or at the very least, she says, they wanted to test her breath for alcohol for free.
It just doesn't seem right that you would be forced off of the road when you're not doing anything wrong.
She says she felt trapped.
I finally did the breathalyzer test just because I thought that would be the easiest way to leave.
We asked Fort Worth and Culver City Police about this. The parking lot is on the border of both cities. And each department told us they didn't know what we were talking about.
Oh.
So who was doing such a survey and why? We tracked it down to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Oh.
The federal agency confirms they're doing this in 30 cities across the country. Part of an $8 million survey over 3 years to find out exactly how many drivers are drunk or on drugs. The government insists it's 100% voluntary and anonymous.
You can't just be pulled over randomly or for no reason.
But civil rights attorney Frank Colosi questions whether such stops are constitutional.
Questions it?
There's the fine print on the form given to drivers. It informs them their breath was tested when they first stopped by, quote, passive alcohol sensor readings before the consent process has been completed.
That's enough. Look, the whole point is you're being lied to the whole time. They're priming America for, hey, we've done these checkpoints for a long time. The feds are always paying for this, and it's going in a database with your name. Okay, but this is nothing. They have some of these at night on highways where they actually threaten people and say, just give us the blood. They don't even offer money. And if somebody throws a fit, then they give them a coupon that they write in and get the $10, $20, $50, depending on which one. But this is totally lawless. And let me tell you something. I'm going to flip out the next time this happens and get out and start videotaping these highwaymen. And that's what they are, folks. These are highwaymen. And just like up in Dallas, they're saying, well, the mayor says no one's allowed to hand out flyers anywhere in downtown Dallas or talk to anybody. And then people started filing a lawsuit, and the judge said, hey, mayor, you got to moderate that. Okay, you can hand out flyers, but you can't talk to people. And you can't videotape anywhere. And the judge went, they're filing lawsuits, COPPA and others. You can let citizens videotape for free speech. You mean permits for big film crews, right? So this Dallas judge knows exactly how they run scams. They go, yeah, you're right. But guaranteed, they'll have cops walk over and go, you can't videotape. And I'll go, you know that's for a commercial operation trying to block traffic for a truck. And they'll be like, yeah, I know, I'm just doing my job. Well, do you want to not have checks and balances for your family? And almost every cop I talk to, like, they go, no, just, hi, have a nice day. They're literally there. They sent down from the code enforcement office with police and ordered them to arrest my street team handing out 10,000 copies of my magazines downtown. And I had to get the cops on the phone. I was out of town at the time and go, look, the guy's like, look, I'm a listener. I don't want to do this, but I'm going to get in trouble. I go, listen, no, you're not. You're going to get in trouble if you do this. I don't want to sue you for arresting or ticketing my reporters. And I said, and this is in front of my street team, they're watching the cop on the cell phone, but I said, I'm going to have to for my family and your family. I'm going to have to sue you personally if you false arrest them. And the cop said, all right, whatever, I hear you. I'll go talk to my superiors. Then the police refused, issued a new statement. They came down to our demonstration. I drove back into town from Galveston. I got there. And then the cops were all out there, you know, at our demonstration being real friendly. And they said, absolutely, it's pure bull. We didn't want to be this. We're told to do it. Good job, you know, saying no so that we could then go to up the chain of command and get them to say no. But I said, you shouldn't have to have me come out here and threaten to sue you to do this. Well, that didn't stop them. Then the code enforcer shows up. He's a listener. This is on video. We have photos of this, too. And starts telling my street team, listen, I don't want to do this. I like Alex. I've been told my job if I don't give you a ticket. And then we checked the law. It was if we had a truck or something blocking the road or we had a hot dog stand. We go, we're not blocking anything. This is First Amendment. And he said, all right, I guess I won't give you the ticket, but I might get fired. And we said, what's the name of your superior? Because, again, I was on the phone again, and my crew put him on the phone. And I had to call his boss and basically threaten them with a lawsuit just so they wouldn't threaten to fire him. This is what they're doing. They're threatening to fire the code enforcers. They're threatening to fire the police, basically, or write them up if they don't go around and act like North Korean police. So this has happened because the American people have put up with it and haven't acted like free humans. The police need to say no to unlawful orders. The military need to follow their oath and say no to unlawful orders. And the American people need to stop acting like a nation of sheep. Because Thomas Jefferson said, a nation of sheep will be ruled by what? Wolves. Well, I'm not a sheep. People go, man, that guy's aggressive. That guy's mean. That guy gets people's face. I'm done, man. I am nobody special. You start a fight with me, you get a fight back. You push me, you get pushed back. You try to stomp on me and trample on me, I'm going to stomp on you. Folks, that is not anything abnormal. At least in the old days, it wasn't abnormal. You need to stop acting like slaves if you want to be free. In fact, that's basically a quote of Harriet Tubman, who was a person that made herself free. And that's what it comes down to, ladies and gentlemen. It's very simple. If you bend over to the establishment, they will rape you. And there will be people that will get into the power structure, even if you have a good power structure. If you lay down, you allow the evil to come in unchallenged and take over the government, the corporations, the churches, the culture. We are to blame. You want to know who's to blame for all this? Look in the mirror. We've got John Bowne reporting from Dealey Plaza via video Skype on a windy day in downtown Dallas. The 50th anniversary of the murder of JFK is coming up in 2 days. And John Bowne is part of our advanced team in Dallas. I'll be there tonight. John Bowne, thank you. You're there in Dealey Plaza.
Oh, yeah. You got me there, brother?
Yes, sir. Okay, John. Well, give us a report on what you've seen. And
the hypocrisy is unbelievable. Look at this. They're digging up the X that marks the spot. What are they going to do next? Move the street? They're going to move the whole street so that we can erase the history. And behind those barricades, we were shooed away by a guy that claims that we got to have a $50 permit to go over there, which I'm sure Infowars.com puts a permit in. We're not staying over there. I bet they try to put the cuffs on us. But can you believe this? Are you there?
Yes, you're at Dealey Plaza. Continue giving us a report. So this is big news. They're tearing up the X that's been there for 40 years. It was put in 10 years after the shooting. They are actually tearing up the road. And I was told, Jim Mars was saying this, I could see they're doing it. They're tearing out the curbs that have the bullet marks on them. So they're actually expunging history right now.
They're covering up the lie right now as we speak. And these guys, these poor guys, they had to rush out here to do this. And we got a bite from them. One of the guys said, yeah, when we get a rush job, we get right on it. We do it well. A rush job for the New World Order to make it look all pretty and make the lie shiny and brand new.
Okay, now describe what you're seeing in downtown Dallas. Give us a report there from Dealey Plaza.
Let's move down here. We've got a truck behind us. Hey, Jacobson, let's head down here. So we can hear Alex. Come on.
Absolutely. And just pan around, Jacobson, and give everybody a shot of Dealey Plaza.
Yep. So the barricades are increasing. As we get to the bridge down here, they've increased the barricades down here beyond the bridge. If you want to turn around and show them that. Of course, we're right here in front of the knoll, the grassy knoll. We've got some folks here, some citizens here expressing their free speech, their interest in our Bill of Rights and our president and the last great man of the people that we had who was part of the wrong royal family. And now that the other royal family is literally tearing the street up to cover up their lie.
Now, that is true. The Kennedys did trace their bloodlines to Irish royalty. And the globalists are very, very obsessed with that and knocking off all the other royalty that isn't Transylvanian and German.
Absolutely. Yeah, you come here at night, and I put this up on Ustream, and if you're here around 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm sure you've been here at that time, Alex. It's pretty eerie out here to actually stand here and see the spot where America was killed in broad daylight, and they're covering it up. Like they covered everything else up. It's amazing.
Incredible. I want you and Rob Jacobson for TV viewers to walk up to the grassy knoll and show people the picket fence and then go around behind it and give us the bird's eye view of where they actually fired, where the badge man fired. In fact, if you aim up there towards the fence, it's up towards the corner there. Walk to your right. And it's right up there, and then go around the back there, and then through the picket fence, we'll give everybody a shot. But while you walk up there, John Bowne, continue to tell us about the police presence, what you see going on there.
Well, they've got a guy over here in a trench coat who claims that you have to pay $50 in order to go over there across the street. You want to turn around and show them that area? Behind the barricade, we would have to pay $50 and then our...
Yeah, but they won't even issue the permit. You have to go get permission. Right. That's the whole point. You're an idiot.
Right.
But now, go ahead and march back up behind there to the grassy knoll. Here we are with our reporters there. Other tidbits of what's been going on there. Have you talked to any of the locals?
Yeah, the locals, there's a lot of people from other countries here right now. This is a big event, international event. So you hear a lot of languages being spoken down there. Of course, you know, the The regular freaks are in full view here. We've got plenty of people that have made JFK their life's work. But the reason we're here is for the assault on freedom and free speech. And it is clearly being murdered right in front of us. I mean, in slow motion. Look at that. And you can see the old road that JFK drove down. I mean, it's kind of a blessing in disguise to see that piece of history right in front of us. The old road.
Well, this is what mayors and people do, that with all these globalists and Joe Biden showing up later today, they're literally repaving the streets that have always been concrete with asphalt to make it look nicer or something. This is bizarre. We're going to go to break, John. Go around behind the picket fence from the actual spot. In fact, right behind you from the fence is about where the shots were taken from with the Black Op CIA executioner, E. Howard Hunt, and others. So go around back where the shooters were. Then the Jackal was in the building actually straight up the street, not the school book building, but the one that's directly behind the famous assassin that almost killed De Gaulle. He was up there pulling triggers as well. We're going to be right back, 50th anniversary coverage, with Rob Jacobson running camera and John Brown on the street.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base. Nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we are proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of style and sizes for any occasion. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets. Use promo code LIBERTY to receive a 15% discount at DiamondLiberty.com. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
This month only at Emergency Essentials, get 34% off freeze-dried roast beef. That's a number 10 can with a 25-year shelf life for only $32.99 while supplies last. Ever tried cooking a holiday dinner during an emergency? Try our new Thanksgiving dinner combo. On sale now at 24% off. And the Katadyn Hiker water filter is only $49.99. That's 38% off. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The low price leader. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
All right, folks, we've tried to go up behind the grassy knoll. They've got all that blocked off, and that's the media area. And they've let John Bound in there because I guess he looks like mainstream media with a microphone flag and he's wearing a black suit. So let's go back to John Bound, InfoWars.com, InfoWars Nightly News reporter here on the radio with us. John, I wanted to get a shot over the deal. Let's hear what this guy has to say.
We're trying to get a shot over to see where the shots were taken, but apparently Only the elite members of our society are allowed to witness.
Well, no, ask this guy who he is.
Why is it that as an American citizen born and raised here, I can't look at where my
here
was killed?
Let the guy talk, Bound.
Private area. Not right now.
Just tell them that they let you in, Bound, and then leave. Get video of the cop.
They let us in here.
Hey, let us. Who's that? This gentleman over here. We'll find him.
Okay. Yeah.
Don't get the guy in trouble. Just say you'll go. Just get the cop on video. I tell you, man, it's crazy being like, it's like a general commanding people.
Bubble gum, police officer. There you go.
But you can't get him to do what you want?
Chewing that gum with authority, Alex.
Oh, the cop was?
Oh, yeah.
I know. I saw it. He had his hands in his jacket like he was like a third world dictator. Get some more video of the third world dictator. Don't worry. I'm coming. Everybody, you need to stand up for the First Amendment.
Don't worry. They're calling their mommy.
Listen, they don't want us in their Tiananmen Square. And that's what this is about. They want to turn Dallas into Tiananmen Square. They want to say no free speech in Tiananmen Square. Only the inner party officials are allowed to be in there. Now, again, they have just blocked off Dealey Plaza now. We're trying to go over by the grassy knoll, over behind, that's the media area, and some establishment mainstream media person, I guess, saw our InfoWars flag microphone and came over and got in our guy's face. Now, Bound, I want you to go down because I can see you. Everybody can watch this at InfoWars.com/show. That's where the feed's at, by the way. Should have said that earlier. And go over there to where the grassy knoll's at and then shoot over the grassy knoll back the other direction, over the fence, back at them. Tell Jacobson that. I want him to shoot back over at the media. The CIA assassins killed Kennedy from behind that fence. Now the mainstream media is killing the truth from behind that fence. They're firing lies from behind that fence. Here we go. Shoot over it.
Shoot over the fence, Jacobson. Come on.
The mainstream media, just tell him to shoot over the fence back towards the media. This is unbelievable. Yeah, aim it back towards the media, Jacobson.
And then aim it behind you at that police officer chewing the gum.
Yeah, obviously. Aim it at things that are interesting. Here we go. That's the shot I want right there.
It's interesting here, Alex.
I would have gone over and talked to the cops. Now, to tell Jacobson, continue to shoot back over the fence to the media that's occupied the grassy knoll where the shooters were at.
The elitist, treasonous media that's occupied the history that we're standing on right now, that every citizen in this country has a right to be standing on, the bad craziness.
I hear you. Hey, but John, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Ask Jacobson to shoot back into the media area over the fence.
Shoot back into the media area.
Shoot the moon!
Shoot the moon!
I feel like a Sergeant Stadenko, literally. What do you guys got, pizzas and a smoking van over there? Listen, just shoot the moon!
Yeah, so that's the area we were thrown out of. And then across the street is the other area we were thrown out of. And they have these official badges on for credentialed media. Credentialed media.
That means they agree with the official story. Ooh.
You're $50 and you pass the background check.
Hey, see what this guy right here thinks about the 50th and what he thinks really happened.
What do you think about the 50th anniversary, sir?
It's important.
Yeah.
It's
an important deal. What do you think about the fact they're digging up the X marks the spot out there in haste?
Let him talk.
A lot of stuff in the papers about that, too, you know, and I didn't even know until I got here, you know.
Where are you from?
Repaving. I'm from Michigan.
And you came all the way down here for this?
I was 12 years old at the time it happened, so.
Do you want to recount any how you felt that day?
Yeah, the teacher in our school went over and stared out the window, and he acted like he didn't even know the rest of the class was there. I think the first time in my life I've seen a grown man cry.
And we'll be back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Bowne and Rob Jacobson running camera there. He's an award-winning cinematographer. Actually, he's a great camera guy, but the point is he keeps aiming the camera at the ground if you're watching us at Infowars.com/show. Tell Bowne to go get down on the sidewalk, say, hey, you want to be on TV? What's your view of the 50th? And we'll come back from break and have a bunch of people come up and give their views on the street. So go, can you hear me, John Bowne?
Yeah, I've got a few people here ready to talk.
Okay, just ask them quick and move the next person. Do you have any questions about the official story like the Secretary of State, John Kerry?
Do you have any questions about the official story like the Secretary of State, John Skull and Bones Kerry?
Questions, no. I think we pretty much know what happened, you know.
An Easter Bunny did it?
I feel so sorry for that man. I really do.
Yeah. How about you, sir?
Oh, look at that
How do you
guy.
Feel? Official story.
I don't believe it. I definitely believe there's a conspiracy.
Terrorist.
Really won't ever know.
We'll never know because they're digging the street up. How about you, sir? How do you feel about the official story?
Well, I felt we were all numb that day, but when Ruby shot Oswald, I said something is not right. From that day on, I knew, and I said it can't be. And then the European reports right away were saying, how could he be shot in the front from the back? Everyone knew that the official report all over the world, it was the only United States. And Arlen Specter with the conspirators had to come up with the single bullet theory. Otherwise, there's got to be more than one shooter.
Yeah, the Warren Commission was full of people that JFK had fired. Anybody else want to comment on the official story? You believe in the official story? Do you believe the official story?
I don't think Oswald shot him. I think.
Seems pretty impossible. Yeah,
Go behind you where that big crowd is. There's actually a bunch of famous researchers over there. I can recognize some of them. Go over there, get their take on it. We're going to come back from break in a minute and then we're going to cover some other news coming up. But this is historical. And obviously wherever the crowd is, I bet that's Grodin over there, one of the most famous researchers that got all the Time Life stuff because he worked there. And he's the guy that got the real Subruder film. I'm guessing that's Grodin from what I just saw. Go interview the activist. Go talk to the people like we talked about before you guys went down there. Okay? And we're looking for a brown van. It's more Cheech and Chong quotes. Sorry, folks. A little bit of an inside joke here. We're going to go ahead and start talking to some folks. Go ahead, John Bowne.
Sir, how do you feel about the official story? Are you learning something today?
Probably, yes. I'm from Finland, so I'm not too...
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of folks from all over the world here today. How do you feel about it?
The whole thing.
Shoot the moon! That guy is literally sitting there saying that he didn't want to talk to you. Listen, go up during the break. Tell that guy we're doing national TV. We'd like him to give his presentation. That guy, I think, works for Grodin. Yeah, I know him. Okay, so I forget that fellow's name. Get his name, come back, introduce him, Just say, hi, we're here with Alex Jones, and he'll literally want to talk to you, and all the little minions trying to inbeck you won't be upset anymore. And then we can talk to him. And after we've talked to him, you can then turn and say, hey, can we take a pause in your presentation and talk to all these folks? You can have them all lined up right there from the memorial up there right by the grassy knoll. So this is all coming up live coverage with our vanguard forces, Rob Jacobson and John Bowne. And again, ladies and gentlemen, I am Sergeant Stadinko. We're going to go to break and, oh my goodness. And, if you, I'm going to get serious when we come back after the 80th time off air. I'm like, anyways, it doesn't matter. We're going to come right back, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm going to get really serious because we have parents being arrested trying to pick their kids up from school. We have the new boxes in your cars to track you and tax you by the mile. We have illegal checkpoints taking blood on the side of the highway. It's all coming up straight ahead, the 50th anniversary of the Magic Bullet. Alex Jones here, and I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a 4-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, I've got John Bowne, InfoWars Nightly News reporter and radio producer, there with Rob Jacobson at the grassy knoll at the original Kennedy Memorial 50 years later. 50 years on Friday. Richard Grodin, good friend of mine, probably one of the most informed JFK researchers, the guy that worked at Time Life Books, who got the original Zapruder film, made a copy before they cut it up. He was the one that exposed that. He's the one that released the photos with Kennedy's head almost completely blown off. He's right there on screen with all his documentation. So John Bound, go ahead and ask, tell him Alex says hi. We're on TV and radio, and give folks his take, not on JFK 50 years later. We want to do that next. Ask him about the restrictions on free speech first. Ask him about how unprecedented that is.
Okay, sir, we want to know about your view on these restrictions of the free speech here, them digging the ground up, the crew that's pushing everybody out, and the fact that we're going to be restricted from this area in the next couple of days. What are your thoughts on that?
My thoughts are that it's against the Constitution. This is a federal landmark. They have no right to do this. I'm in the process of suing the city right now for First Amendment violations, and this is just going to add to it.
How about the digging up of the X down here? Isn't that amazing, the rush job of digging up the X?
That's a bit of a joke, I think. They said they didn't want anyone to trip over the X's. It makes no sense at all. All it was tape.
Did you put that X there?
I put that X down there 19 years ago. And every couple of weeks we refresh it. It's tape. It's not paint. And, as the cars run over it, of course it wears it down. So we replace it, and we've kept it going for all these years, and we're going to do it again.
And again, I haven't seen Robert Grodin, not Richard Grodin, in about 3-4 years, but many times I've gone up there and done documentaries and made films with him. He, of course, helped on the film JFK of your radio listener. There he is on screen for TV viewers. Everybody can find the free feed at Infowars.com/show, a fusion of all the different reporter feeds we're going to have over the next few days. Bookmark that. This is the real media. Ask Robert Grodin to talk more about how the police and mainstream media have been behaving, and how the mainstream media just ran you off from behind the grassy knoll.
Hey, we're live, sir. Sorry. Alex's next question is about how the police and the mainstream media have been acting to everybody here towards you personally. Have you seen anything today or as the event unfolded?
Well, the alternative newspaper here in Dallas, the Dallas Observer, has been extremely supportive. They're really concerned about the First Amendment. And they've written over 40 articles dealing with what the city's tried to do to me. The Dallas Morning News, on the other hand, has taken the point of view that I don't even exist.
That's right. Get him to talk about the Dallas Morning News and BLO and their history of their 50-year history of covering up the JFK murder.
You talk about BLO and their 50-year history of covering up the murder.
Well, I mentioned a minute ago the Dallas Observer. They just about 3 weeks ago did an amazingly in-depth article about how the BLO Corporation has been involved with a quote city of hate for all this time, and how they fed the that attitude of hate.
Right.
Get him to elaborate on other points about the 50th, and then get him to spend 5 minutes summing up the JFK assassination from his deepest of research.
Can you elaborate on the 50th and then sum up from your deepest of research? You are the man. The deepest nuggets we can get of your JFK research.
Wow. Well, I've been down here for the last 19 years, but I've been working on the case for all 50 since it happened. The greatest, most important evidence is the Zapruder film of the assassination and the testimony of the Dallas doctors. When I worked for the government, when I worked for the House Assassinations Committee, I interviewed over 20 of them. Every single one of them told me that the shot came from the front. Additionally, we now have 88 people who have seen the president's body that testified that the shot came from the front and exited the rear. That's important. What the city is doing is absolutely absurd. For 49 years now, people like myself have kept this issue alive. We've been respectful. We've had our moment of silence. Now all of a sudden it's the magic 50th. All of a sudden the city wants to pretend we don't exist and pretend they've been here all the time. Not one of them has had anything to do with this in all of these years.
How about James Tague and, the third man that was actually shot? And how, what's your experience with, Mr. Tague?
Jim and I have been friends for quite a few years. He just wrote a second book, and, he was hit at the time of the assassination, and because of him, the government had to create the fairy tale of the single bullet theory. you couldn't get enough shots off to do all that damage within the time frame. So they created this fairy tale of the single bullet theory, and Jim's the reason why they had to do it.
And so when he went to the Warren Commission, what are your thoughts on the Warren Commission?
The Warren Commission was a joke. Their job was never to find out who killed President Kennedy. Their job was to stop the rumors of conspiracy. And they did their job at any cost. They didn't care about the truth. They never did.
Why did they want Kennedy killed?
When you say they, you mean the people who killed him?
Yes.
Well, there's any number of reasons. Our problem has never been trying to find who wanted the president dead. The problem has been to try to find who succeeded. The president was ending the Vietnam War. Big business and a lot of money to some very, very rich, powerful people. When he ordered our withdrawal from Vietnam, they must have run for the hills. And on the way, they ran into a couple of assassins.
All right, we're having a little bit of Skype issue. I think when we send them audio, I'm trying to tell John their stuff behind the scenes. It actually cuts out the audio. But
General, we're fighting the only...
Go ahead, Alex.
Just hold on one moment. We were trying to have you guys raise the camera, and that actually cut out your audio, sending that to you. So just tell Jacobson, raise the camera first. We'll direct this from here. And then expanding on that, get him to talk about his key role in getting out the only photos in the real Zapruder film. Get him to discuss that.
Hang on, sir. Can we
that's Mark Anderson from American Free Press right there. We'll interview him in a moment. Go ahead and get him to finish.
Sorry, I apologize. Can we get the key role of the Zapruder film, your opinion on that?
Well, no, how he got it out.
And how you got it out.
I released a film of the assassination at a press conference in Boston in 1975. It was picked up as a major news story, and Geraldo Rivera, back in the days when he was honest about this, wanted to show it on his show. And we did show it, and it did change the course of the history of this case. The Zapruder film is the only complete record of what actually did happen here. And in spite of all the silly rumors that it's not genuine, the film really is. And my argument on that is, if you're going to fake the film, you're going to fake it to tell your story, not the opposite of it.
Great. Thank you.
Get him to talk about his role, because then you can let Anderson ask a question, and we'll cover Anderson's question. I think that's Mark Anderson. It sure looked like him. I know him well. From American Free Press was trying to jump in and ask a question. Get him to specifically talk about... Okay, Skype went down. Tell him to reconnect. And again, this is kind of a fun train wreck, folks. This is real, cutting edge, live, unscripted Skype video interviews from the grassy knoll. I'm here in Austin, Texas, but I'm going to be down there with Leanne McAdoo. I'm going to be there with John Brown. I'm going to be there with Darren McBreen. I'm going to be there with Kit Daniels. I'm going to be there with a bunch of other crew. Rob Dew is a great reporter and a great camera guy. We've got a whole bunch of video phones, a whole bunch of iPhone 5s. We're going to be down there doing live reports big time. And we're going to have a demonstration tonight at 9 o'clock, 8 to 9 o'clock Central, at Pearl Street in front of the Federal Reserve. And I've already demonstrated there three times before. A lot of you come out to that. There's a lot of parking around the area. There's a huge, elaborate, ornate sidewalk right there by the expressway in Pearl. It's a nice, safe area of Dallas. That's why we're choosing it for a nighttime demonstration to protest the private Federal Reserve. The Dallas Fed's actually been criticizing the national Fed. It's actually the best Fed there is, but of the private banking cartels. They don't want to totally ruin America, but they're the minority. But we're going to be there protesting the national Fed and its branch, and then we're going to hand out 30,000 flyers to the folks that show up, 100 apiece. We need at least 300 people to show up and hand out the flyers that night, hand them out the next day on Thursday or on Friday morning, so that people know about the censorship, and now they're trying to turn it into Tiananmen Square and restrict free speech. The mayor has already backed off quite a bit because of the judge and lawsuits, Grodin suing him. I mean, it's just amazing the stuff they're doing. And, of course, there is Robert Grodin. I don't know if I'm saying Richard Grodin. I'm teleprompter-free, folks, if I make mistakes. But I've worked with him for many years. The problem with the JFK film is I've been making a JFK film for 8 years now. I probably have, no exaggeration, 300 hours of footage. I broke the E. Howard Hunt video, and Coast to Coast broke the audio. We worked together on that, of his deathbed confessions. He thought he was going to die twice and then finally did die the second time with cancer. Really tough guy. He had like 50-something surgeries, you name it. Interviewed his son, got all the documents. Grodin, everybody. I mean, it is just insane how obvious it is that they killed Kennedy. And we know who did it. We know the shooters from just all the witnesses, all the angles, all the photos. We know how they did it. We know why they did it. We know the meetings they had. Secret Service agent in Chicago blew the whistle weeks before they were going to kill him there. That got stopped. They were going to kill him in Miami, but FBI people leaked it. I mean, they called the Secret Service off in Dallas that day. We ever get them to reconnect with Skype? Oh, boy. All right. Well, I thought they had battery packs. We'll figure it out. It doesn't matter. I'm sending like 7-8 reporters. So the guys are doing a great job. It's just, it's so fun to, you know, almost the Keystone Cop slapstick stuff of real live scripted reporting. But that's why folks love us. Myself included. I sound like a buffoon half the time trying to direct people. But it's real, and it's powered by truth and liberty and justice. We'll be right back with all the big news, your phone calls, and more live reports from Dealey Plaza. But join me tonight, 8 o'clock, in front of the Federal Reserve, and call everybody you know in Texas to be there. And then we're going to march tomorrow for the First Amendment.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit priproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
This could be it, Harry. Pass the word along. Tell the men it's time to shoot the moon.
Out there on the microphone. That's from Cheech and Chong, Up in Smoke. And again, my reporters are great. It's like the way we're coordinating things, things never coordinate the way you think you will. So it's like unintentional comedy. Just for me, like up here trying to like tell them what to do. And things happening on the street. It's pretty funny. A lot of you probably don't even get the humor. But if you've worked in media or any of this kind of stuff, it is just like you're trying to coordinate people, and then it just almost never happens the way you think it will. Sometimes, though, good stuff happens because you have no idea what's about to happen. It's like I go behind the grassy knoll, and it turns out that's the whole media area, and they let him in, and then one guy runs over, look like some establishment, you know, minion, just complete tool bag, getting in their face all arrogant. Let me tell you, so-called dinosaur mainstream media, establishment media, they are some of the most arrogant idiots. Even as their ship literally sinks into the sea of oblivion, even as they become a memory of a memory, a shadow, a distant legend of a fable, of a forgotten dream of control freaks, they still cling to their arrogance and their failure. They are absolutely discredited in jokes back there with the police and everyone trying to sell their ridiculous, vapid construction, their fraud, their deceit upon the people. By the way, Belo Broadcasting TV and radio are now calling us wanting interviews. I certainly look forward to that. We're doing some live Skype and live Ustream feeds. Come on in, my friend. We've got CJ in here right now. Here, let me videotape CJ. You mind being on TV, CJ? You don't mind? Look at you. You're wearing the Green Lantern outfit. Somehow I think that's racist against Martians. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get serious and reset when I come back in the next segment and get to a whole bunch of key news and information. But because I've got so much serious news, but I kind of do get in a little bit of a joking mood. I got to be honest, I should go on the road more because when I do go on the road, it's exciting. It's fun. And we have a lot of fun fighting tyranny. I mean, and I want to meet you tonight at the kickoff of the demonstrations, 3 days of it, at the Federal Reserve. By the way, we're not getting a permit. I love all these anarchists and libertarians that go get permits and everything. There'd probably be some other libertarian group probably get a permit and tell me I'm not welcome when I get there. Like some of the locals do. But the whole point is our demonstration, that's one tactic they do. That will be 8 o'clock tonight, Pearl Street, there in front of the Federal Reserve. And Paul Watson's doing another article off of Adan Salazar's with the update. And I've got to go get with Rob Dew and decide right now where our demonstration is going to be tomorrow. Good, we had success on that test. Thank you, Houston. So we're in here testing some of our live feeds before I get on the road. I am an extremist reporter. I'm actually testing the equipment before I go and multitasking while I'm there. The joke with Laurel and Hardy is that I literally 8 times said, you know, you're leaving and you're going to test the Skype and you're going to test the Ustream before you go, right? And then this morning they're calling and going, what's the passcode to this? I was like, yeah. But anyways, the anger, they're supposed to do a report last night, is now giving way to, that's why I like them. I actually feel like the guy in Despicable Me, and he has all those minions. Anyways, but I'm even worse than they are, so it's all right. Anyways, I've actually found minions are more effective than because if you have like a giant group of them, they like you can just like release them and they do some amazing stuff. It's actually the genius of the minion. Actually, I'm a minion, ladies and gentlemen. I'm actually the king minion around here. The king goblin, you could say. So, and that's why I cherish my little goblin-like creatures. But seriously, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to go to break, and I'm going to get serious. A lot of times I read all this news and get really mad before I come in on air. Then I start screwing around on air, and then I'm not upset anymore. And then I can't even cover the news because I don't want to look at it. When we return from this break, it's good to remember to breathe sometimes. When I return, and by the way, if you think we're joking about the city removing the X's that Grodin put there, they're not even painting over them where they killed Kennedy. They're actually asphalting over it, like they've done the truth on so many occasions. But we see them asphalting over the truth. We see the corporate devil media behind the grassy knoll firing lies at the public, like the globalists fired at Kennedy with bullets, firing their propaganda from over the hedge, over the fence, like pit bulls finding our reporters that had dared interlope into their nest of iniquity, running them out like a pack of diseased, PCP-laden, rabies-driven chihuahuas after our precious John Brown and our precious Rob Jacobson.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com. Or by calling 888-253-3139.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented, a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We're going into Dallas armed with the First Amendment and liberty. We're not not going to let them turn it into Tiananmen Square where there's no free speech. Our X-Wings, literally, of the InfoWar, will be taking over Dealey Plaza, ladies and gentlemen. This is going to be a historic event. That's all I can tell people. There will be some surprises that are legal and lawful to retake America and retake the First Amendment. And so we are doing the best we can. Let me open the phones up with the balance of the transmission, interspersed with a ton of news. And we've got a bunch of backup battery packs, but I guess those were left in the hotel, so the iPhone died, so they're going back to get the batteries, and then they're going to come back out maybe by the end of the show, and we'll have some more live feeds there on the ground with our reporters. The intrepid John Bound and Rob Jacobson. Now, continuing here with the really serious news today. Coming up, Donald Sutherland, I want Hunger Games to stir up revolution. But what revolution is he speaking of precisely? Also, implanting platinum jewelry in your eye. Boy, that sounds idiotic, but if they can get Kanye West to do it, I'm sure people would pull their eyeballs out with pliers because it's so cool. Also, Obamacare is an epic disaster. Just blame the Republicans. They're coming out now with the boxes and all the new cars to track and trace you. There's new developments on that front. Huge Fukushima developments. Forbes gets it right and says Obama is becoming a dictator. I will cover all of that coming up. But first off, I mentioned this last hour. The video's up on InfoWars.com. North Texas drivers stopped and forced at checkpoints into driveways and then intimidated into giving urine, blood samples, and other things. I mean, and this is happening everywhere under federal grants in 30 major cities right now. So, that's up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. It's a big deal. Now, let's shift gears to the next little tidbit of tyranny. And this is happening everywhere. Remember, the feds have said, and Charlotte Isherby's former head of the Department of Education Policy, number two in that administration, under the head of the Department of Public Education, got the documents. It's in her book, Deliberate Dumbing Down, that's back in print now, available at InfoWarsStore.com, I should add, if you want to actually read the facts. They said, we're going to use the schools to become the new spy network, and we're going to break up the families, and we're going to make people work so hard in society by the taxes and regulations that the kids have got to stay at school till 8 or 9 at night. This is in the 80s, the plan. And then we're going to basically completely break up the family, and poor kids will just start living in dormitories 7 days a week, maybe seeing their parents a few hours on the weekend, just like Chinese communist-style dormitories were established in the 70s. Nationwide, actually, in many areas by the 50s and 60s. This is a total collectivization plan where they're going to raise the property taxes and things up to the point of where you've got to live in a 250-square-foot apartment. You say, well, I won't live in that. Oh, yes, you will. Yes, you will. When they're done, and you will pay the foreign banks that own most of the big high-rise apartments, you will pay to do that, because they're not going to let you build outside those areas. That's Agenda 21, a total managed mafia economy with a scientific technocracy, in their own words, surveilling everything to implement a systematic destruction of liberty and prosperity and enslavement to get us in the crosshairs, in the sweet spot of debilitated, poisoned, dumbed down, atomized by ourselves, no family, no culture, no community, nobody to stand up, the individual absolutely absorbed into the corporate plandopolis towards population reduction and final mass extermination. That is, from pillar to post, the chronicle in the last 1 minute, what I broke down, the mission of the New World Order. And it challenges the sanity to face that truth, I understand. But that's the facts. That's their own statements. I can have former top congressional advisors on, Anthony Sutton's colleague, just last week, with all the documents of the total plan. I mean, it's all public. I literally own hundreds of books written by all the top technocracy people. All of them. And and there's always just more and more to read. It's all just totally planned, totally being executed. And we're scrabbling against the gates as they try to close them, having some effect. We could get out of this if people would just wake up. But you've got to admit the tyranny's there. You've got to admit the evil's taking place, or we have no hope. And I know you know that, but we've got to get that out to everybody. We've got to realize how much trouble we're in. And you know, I've got gallows humor about this whole thing. I'm really cheerful about it all. At least I'm awake. At least I'm doing the best. God knows my heart. And I just had to turn it loose and give it to God, because I would get really mad at myself wanting to do more broadcasts, wanting to do a better job, wanting to not get exhausted, wanting to be able to change things, wanting to be able to show people I'm telling the truth. And you know what? If everybody out there doesn't know we're in trouble, they're never going to know. So the people that are awake, and we've just got to say no to the system and block the system at every front and not comply. It was 5% won the Revolutionary War against the British, who'd never been defeated in their history, ever. Except, I guess, by the Romans, but that was what you'd call pre-British. And we beat them just with perseverance. That's what George Washington had. The King of England, when George Washington refused to be King of the United States, he was offered it and would have gotten the support. We'd have, you know, King George the Ninth right now. Was called the greatest man alive in the world in a public pronouncement. He had defeated the greatest army the world had ever seen, that was just smashing the Spanish and French and Russians and the Austrian military, which was one of the biggest in the world at the time, smashing everybody worldwide, smashing the Arab fleets, smashing the Chinese fleets, smashing any fleets that got in their way, smashing any armies, and the Republic was born out of smashing the British army because we had the moral right. And the King of England had to admit that George Washington was the greatest man in the world, and he was the greatest man in the world. He said, I don't want to be king. By the way, I want to go back to my farm. I'm sick of all this. And that's why he was great. For all of his exploits, all of his courage, all of his good luck, his providence. I mean, that's why you aren't taught about George Washington. That's why they don't make movies about George Washington. That's why they demonize George Washington, is because they're afraid of the idea of honor. And, you know, we're sitting here looking at this as a society. I want to give out the toll-free number. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. If we believe we can defeat tyranny, and if we have right on our side, and if we take action, we are unstoppable. If God be for us, who can be against us? It's been said many a time. And the alternative is total slavery. So I realize that 5% beat the greatest empire the world had ever seen. We don't need the majority of the sheep that get together in big Obama, Mitt Romney, all this establishment stuff. They think they have power out of their sheepishness, out of their weakness. And they do not count. We care about them. We don't abuse them. We don't use their stupidity against them. We're not predators. But we understand that they are not our brethren. May their chains set lightly upon them. May they forget that we were ever related to them. Let them go in peace. May their chains set lightly upon them. As for me, I know not what course others may take, but give me liberty or give me death. Because tyranny and slavery is death. And I will not go willingly down to my knees to a bunch of sickos that wage war against health and against honor and against the family and against blessings. The God comes to build and give reproduction and wealth and beauty and honor and good things. The devil and his pomps comes to give deception and lies and frauds, to kill, steal, and destroy. And I'm here to tell you, I make the choice that I want to sign on to all the good stuff God has to offer. I like all that stuff. And here's the thing. Evil is pretty to the purest heart, it's been said by many a philosopher. And it's true. From afar, it's so alien. It's the call of the city. The way that black's pretty to the purest heart. It's places of pleasure. They'll offer you treasure, but only if you'll fall. Quote Rodney James Dio. And I kind of butchered that. You guys pull up the lines from Neon Knights for me and bring that into me. Ride out, protectors of the realm, captains at the helm. That's what this is all about. It is a giant challenge. The purest heart is the most tempted by evil. The purest heart is the most attacked by the world. We're the conspiracy theorists. We're the heretics. We're the bad men. We're the terrorists. We're behind the Boston bombing. We're behind the racism. We're behind the bad economy. We're behind Obamacare not working. We're behind. We're behind. We're behind. We're behind. No, we're not behind any of it. The New World Order is the author of this whole thing. It's their signature that's on it. By the way, I should give the phone number out. After people hang up, you have a chance to call in. Have you come into one of these illegal, unconstitutional blood checkpoints where they take blood and saliva without a warrant, without even probable cause? Forget even the alcohol probable cause now. They just do it. That's mainstream news now under the feds. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Tell John Bowne and them, just go do Ustream feeds. We'll have that posted in the JFK section on InfoWars until the bottom of the next hour. Then I want to do a live on the street with a big crowd lined up to give us their take on JFK from the grassy knoll and more from Grodin if he wants to talk to us. That's their directive. I've got to also direct the crew while I'm at it. Thank you very much. Tell him go to Ustream for everybody who wants to see that. We'll get that up in the new JFK feed that's going up momentarily. Paul Watson will have an article out with places and times for other demonstrations. In fact, it just went live 10 seconds ago. JFK 50th anniversary, fight for free speech. And we've got another graphic we're putting together of the Tiananmen Square tanks and tying it into Dallas that'll be added to that article momentarily that Carter just put together. But there is John Bowne's report last night from Dealey Plaza in high def if you want that. Great job of those guys getting up there and doing that late last night. There's Paul Watson's report on it as well. And we're going to be adding to that the live Ustream feed at the bottom and links to the Ustream channels for folks that want to get the live continual coverage there at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. JFK 50th anniversary, fight for free speech. We have the map going up as well. That's also in a Don Salazar's article. They want to add that of where the Federal Reserve Building is for 8 o'clock tonight with that demonstration. And then we're also going to get two new maps of tomorrow's march and then Friday's key march. The most important, if you go to one thing, it's that. Friday, 11 o'clock, it'll be five or six blocks away from Dealey Plaza. We're going to march up to the barricades to illustrate that the American people do not buy the fraud and the mayor's attempt with the feds and the offshore globalists to butcher free speech and to cover up who really murdered JFK. Has failed, will continue to fail, and will totally fail. So help me, almighty, heavenly king of all hosts. In the name of Jesus Christ, I have sworn on the altar of heaven to resist every form of tyranny over humanity. And I pray that I be sanctified and purified against the evil. I'm not trying to be a preacher, folks. This is just what comes out of me when we get down to this point of evil in our country and what's going on. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let me just mention what's coming up, and we're going to play this video. We'll do it at the start of the next hour, but I want to go to your calls right now. Father arrested for trying to pick kids up from school. You don't need a reason as a parent to get your children. They are our children. And then we have the clip from MSNBC and the promo where they say your kids belong to the state. And you show up, you don't want them to walk your daughters right out in front of traffic. You go, no, I'll just pick them up at the door. And they go, get back, get back, get back. And then and they all knew him, by the way. They're like, come on, Bob. And then they arrest him. I mean, it's just like crazy. That's coming up. That's on InfoWars.com. But right now, let's go to your calls as promised. Let's talk to Ender in Ohio. Ender, you're on the air.
Yes, Alex. Long time, that's a handle, obviously. My name's Chuck. Long time Prison Planet member.
Thank you.
First time caller. I just think you have to call on the 300 million people out here to do something just for a minute. At the time of his death, whether they, I thought it was 12:30, but maybe you said 12 earlier. Which is it? Alex?
Yeah, I'm sorry. That was cutting out a bit. Say that again.
I said it at the time of his death. Was that 12 or 12:30 on Friday?
I think it's 12:30. We can, I can look that up.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. You said, I thought you said 12 earlier. Just for a minute at the time of his death, people could pull their car over to the side of the road and blow their horn. People could talk to the people if they're in the shopping center. They could talk to other people in the checkout line about how they're mad as hell and, excuse me, mad as heck.
No, I agree with you. In fact, Bruce Willis told Vanity Fair after he saw my films, this is on record, Linkletter told the whole story, and then a few months later it was in Vanity Fair. Bruce Willis said, look, the people that killed Kennedy are still in charge. I'm no longer an establishment Republican. I see now they control both parties, but I'm still a libertarian conservative, a constitutionalist. And that's exactly what we all are that love liberty. We're just freedom lovers. Thomas Jefferson's called a liberal. Well, I agree with everything Thomas Jefferson stood for. So if that's a liberal, then I'm a liberal. And that's what it comes down to, is that this was a coup d'etat over our country. And so everybody needs to say, I'm mad as hell, I'm not taking it anymore. That was a coup d'etat against America and against our system. You're absolutely right. Everyone should do that at 12:30. Everybody should make a scene tomorrow because they're trying to foist their lie back on us.
There's a tremendous potential in it. Usually when you have an opinion, there are only a few thousand or million other people that have the same opinion, but there's 300 million of us out here.
We should start a deal on Facebook right now at my big Facebook that's got 500,000 followers or likers or whatever you call it on the globalist platform to basically say, you know, tell the, you know, expose the coup d'etat at 12:30 tomorrow, speak out for JFK truth, let it be heard no matter where you are. That's a great, fantastic idea.
Right?
Yeah, 12:30 Friday. Great point, sir. Anything else?
That's it for now. Thank you very much for taking my call.
God bless you, my friend. We're going to go to break and come back with Kevin, Mr. Bird, Malachi, Dennis, and others. But here's the lines from Neon Knight Lyrics. Oh, no, here it comes again. Can't remember when we came so close to love before. Hold on. Good things never last. Nothing's in the past. It always seems to come again, again and again, again and again. Cry out to legions of the brave. Time again to save us from the jackals of the street. Ride out, protectors of the realm. Captains at the helm. Sail across a sea of lights. Circles and rings, dragons and kings. Weaving a charm and a spell. Blessed by the night, holy and bright. Called by the toll of the bell. Bloodied angels, fast ascending, moving. Yeah, that's not the right one. There's another song I'm talking about that has those quotes in it. It's definitely some poetry. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Alex Jones here, and I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a 4-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your Lee's gonna pout and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their lists, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up rules, but none of your nice.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a Privacy Case.
Now through December 31st, get 15% off on the American-made Privacy Case when you enter coupon code GCN at checkout. Go to PrivacyCase.com today. The Privacy Case, because there is a case for privacy.
With over 3,000 years of historic use, pure silver continues to be one of nature's most reliable and effective agents against fighting viruses, mold, fungus, bacteria, pathogens, and parasites. At Silver Lungs, we have developed a reliable and easy-to-use full production system for creating endless pure nano silver solutions right from the convenience and comfort of your home. Your self-produced nano silver solutions can be applied topically to the skin. For many who are new to silver that wish to try silver for the first time, we offer a full line of consumables and cosmetics, such as our 2-ounce nano silver nasal sprays, our nano silver soap, and our most popular product, the all-natural nano silver gel. Visit www.silverlungs.com to learn more about the industry-leading technology of the Silver Lungs system. That's www.silverlungs.com.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around.
Well, the men and women of liberty are coming to Dallas tonight. 8 o'clock, activist meeting, double protest of the shadow government, Federal Reserve, Pearl Street. The map is up on Infowars.com in Paul Watson's new article. And I know it links through to Adan Salazar's article, but we need to add the map of Pearl Street and stuff to that now. We're going to have two other maps of the other two demonstrations added in the next hour. JFK 50th anniversary, fight for free speech. I'm going to go back to Mr. Byrd and others here in just a moment. Before I go any further, by the way, remember, this is a listener-supported broadcast, and this true, alternative, grassroots, real media that can challenge the capital ships of the establishment dreadnoughts, the establishment Decepticon media, we're actually giving them a run for their money. We're going to take over, with alternative media, the coverage and culture jam and be all over the enemy media. They're already calling us. They're going to try to demonize us. We will take that and defeat them. They're going to walk right into our political trap, and we're just going to dominate with thousands of people handing out 30,000 flyers about the attempts to turn that facility into Tiananmen Square. I want to see everybody there tonight. But we're able to do this because of the fine products we sell, like the ProPure gravity-fed stainless steel filters, second to none, best prices, 20% off, promo code WATER20. That deal's going to end very, very soon. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. We have the Survival Shield, proprietary Super Nation iodine, double the strength, half the cost, leading competitors. You've heard the rave reviews. When I come out with supplements, folks, I will only give you what I absolutely believe is the best. Here's an example. I've got five new things coming out in the next 2 months that I had to pay three times more for to make sure it's 100% total organic, pure, with no fillers. Do you have any idea that there's almost no one putting out pure vitamins and minerals? The very best stuff's got fillers. Well, guess what? Just wait till this other products come out. But this is our flagship, InfoWars Survival Shield, InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And I take it morning, noon, and night. Delicious. And just amazing. Detoxes the fluoride, all of it. Amazing. Find out the details. InfoWarsLife.com. The iodine conspiracy. The halogen conspiracy. I guess the iodine's the answer to the halogen conspiracy. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And thank you all for your support. You make the InfoWar possible. So we salute you. Let's talk to Mr. Byrd. Byrd is the word. You're on the air from New Jersey. Welcome.
How you doing, sir?
A little bit crazed. I had too much coffee today. I usually have one cup. I've had about three, and I know why I quit doing that.
Yeah, and you gotta get back on the track, man. Today you're definitely covering the news and getting over, you know, covering everything. And I just had some information for you that I found out, you know, because I'm an info warrior out here doing the same thing myself, that there is I found out from one of my friends, his great-great-great-great-grandfather was part of the Manhattan Project. And he found out that there's a cure for AIDS, paralysis, and every mental health disease. I'm also, you know,
I know there's a lot of treatments they're suppressing and a lot of deficiencies they're covering up. They don't even teach nutrition to medical doctors now. But I don't know about panaceas. I mean, tell me the magic panacea.
The what?
What is this thing that you're saying is so powerful that it could even destroy the Death Star?
I really don't answer for that one.
No, but send me the info. You're saying your grandfather, whoever it was, came up with this. How much ganja are you smoking right now, Mr. Bird?
Tons, my friend, all the time. No, I
shoot the moon.
You are listening to GCN.
You're stoned! Just go with it!
Visit GCNLive.com.
I'm quoting Cheech and Chong, folks. I think marijuana should be totally illegal. Arrest everyone.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. We've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The word is George W. Bush is basically has organic brain syndrome and early onset of Alzheimer's. And that's the word from inside sources. It's also leaked in the media that he just sits in the bathtub all day. Well, he was on Jay Leno's show, and it looked highly scripted and like he had trouble talking. So there you go. I feel sorry for him. Probably hire him as a reporter. But let's go ahead and go to Malachi. Malachi in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. Go ahead, sir.
Alex, I have some critical info for you I want you to break down and I want your opinion on. But first, I must say that when I look at this LAX shooting and all these others, I can't help but be reminded of when you covered Mrs. Feinstein lovingly saying, smiling at the camera, saying more of these events will happen again. Do you remember that?
Yes, I was watching it live and was stunned by it. She goes, there will be more. And she smiles like a witch and her little tongue licks out. And smelling the blood of dead children with pleasure. You know, a snake smells with its little tonguey-wongy. And I think we should show her say that and then show the more mass shootings. And then show the article where Bloomberg was primed the day before and put out the orders, get ready for the next mass shooting. So, I mean, clearly there's major scripting going on here. I'd forgotten about that. Very good point.
Yes, well, on to my main info that I wanted you to break down. Alex, I believe it was last Friday. I could hear it in your voice when you're saying that we need to repent. There was just a different tone in your voice that day, and I'm a Christian myself. And
I think that was like two Fridays ago, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you know why that happens? Because sometimes I get really evil. Most of the time I'm really sweet and loving, but sometimes I think we all do this, get really rage-filled and really evil. And then I always repent when I felt like that. We all have it. It's different moods, different mindsets. It's not like a true other personality, but it goes into that realm.
Yes, and I feel the same way at times. I'm a Christian myself, and when we look at these 501c3 churches and, you know, the clergy...
These houses of iniquity, these deviltry operations.
Yes, the clergy response teams and the mega pastors like Rick Warren combining Islam and Christianity. I had to ask myself, why? Why is this happening? Why is mainstream Christianity falling away?
I'm going to quote Pastor Hagee. Jesus Christ was not the Son of God. He was a Jewish rebel and an enemy. And I remember when I first quoted that, people didn't believe me. I can play the clip. He wrote a book saying Jesus is not the Messiah. And Christians are just like, he was an enemy of Israel and was dealt with. And I mean, it's like, wow, these guys can get away with anything. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yes.
I'm Pastor Hagee, and when I'm not preaching, I'm in McDonald's commercials dressed up as Grimace. No outfit is needed. Sorry.
So I started to research why.
I got a fake voice. I can broadcast like in that kind of voice. I'm Alex Jones. It's almost like a Thurston Howell the Third voice mixed with an authoritative preacher. I actually know people that know him. I'm not going to say it. I had family that. I'm just not going to get into it, down in San Antonio. But let's just say this. Pastor Hagee is not what he seems. I'm sorry, go ahead. It's kind of fun to talk like Hagee. Go ahead and make your point, I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
Go ahead.
So I started to research, why is Christianity falling away like this, mainstream Christianity?
Because they're not worshiping Hagee.
Yeah, and who better to get that answer from than Jesus Christ himself? He said in John 14:15, if you love me, obey my commandments. He said in Matthew 5, I did not come to abolish the law of Moses. I came to fulfill it. And you know, Alex, I mean, Christianity came from the Roman Empire. And they changed the seventh day, which is God's holy day, to Sunday. Constantine, the emperor of Rome.
But Christ also talked about the Pharisees always overdoing the law, making that a prison, so that people get into so much legalese, the church fractures into a million different pieces. But I hear what you're saying. We shouldn't have state-run media. God bless you. I appreciate your call. God judges the heart, brother. That's what matters. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Alex Jones here, and I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a 4-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today. Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products, and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, here's the deal. I'm going to go to your phone calls here in a few minutes, and then we are going to get to all the hardcore serious news. I'm always too serious, and then some days I kind of go off the reservation because I tell you, I've gone to two cups of coffee a day. I have a cup in the morning, and then I have a cup if I got to work late at like 3 or 4 o'clock so I can work till 7, 8, 9 at night. Or I have a pollen burst, but I was real bad this morning, and I got up at about 5 a.m., and I've probably had 5 cups of coffee now that I think about it, and I am literally bouncing off the walls right now. So it is very hard for me to even... because my wife had to go get a dental appointment early this morning, so I did the breakfast and the getting the kids to school because they go to a homeschool academy 3 days a week, and so I was Mr. Mom this morning, and so I had too much coffee. I'm too much coffee, man. Like, what happens when you combine too much coffee, man, from Beavis and Butthead? I am Cornelio. You then add that into Alex Jones, and what do you get? Something pretty scary. We've got all this news. I've got to get to Obama the dictator even hitting mainstream news. I've got to get into Donald Sutherland and their plan. I've got to get into the latest on Fukushima. I've got to get into father arrested for trying to pick kids up from school. I'm going to go to your calls here in just a moment. But first off, Harry Grothjohn, it's got to be 14, 15, 16 years ago. I don't know. Late 90s put me on WBCR 1470. And we're on another fine station in the area as well that we support and are on, and we appreciate them. It's all about getting the info out, and I support that station as well. But WBCR 1470 was a little station with hardly any ratings, and after years of us being on there, it got high ratings. And that's a reason then suddenly all over Tennessee, I think we're on like 6 stations in Tennessee now. That's pretty good for us. In places like Nashville, Knoxville, a bunch of places, because of WBCR. WBCR, when I was on Republic Radio, the original Republic Radio, picked up my show. It's got to be like 1998, something like that. And then the only other older affiliates were Dr. Wolf, God bless him, he died, a Jewish Christian fellow, a really good friend of mine, but his son and people still run those in upstate New York. I'm on 2 stations in Rochester and one other still that are older. Dr. Wolf, great guy. I've always enjoyed talking to him. Such a gentleman. So it is our next oldest affiliate. They're doing something very exciting with their little 1,000-watt AM that's just literally has hundreds of thousands of listeners now with Patriot Radio, True Success Story, pro-life, pro-liberty, truly Christian station as well. They're going with a big FM station. So they're doing a fundraiser. And I, with horror, hadn't done liners in about 2-3 weeks for all our affiliates. It was a big stack of them. And they said, look, you got to do this. And they go, by the way, your oldest affiliate says they need your help. They never asked for help. You're not doing it. And I went, oh my gosh, WBCR is doing a fundraiser. They've never done it to get a big FM transmitter. And it's very expensive to do that and to get all the final licensing and stuff. I need to support them. So we are supporting them, and I want to tell our national listeners, you name it. You don't hear a lot of this on the show, but we're going to try to support our local affiliates even more. We should do this more. I'm just so busy and so crazy. Point is, they're absolutely essential. 90% of our audience or more is AM and FM. Internet's all sexy and big and has a big effect and becomes a talking point for liberty. But reaching the masses, it's AM and FM, over 160 stations, and we're talking to station number 3 here. A lot of stations have come and gone in 18 years on air. But this is the oldest continual one after the New York stations. Harry Grothjohn, just a few minutes with us. I really appreciate you, sir. Tell folks the website, the phone number, how people can donate nationally, not just locally, to absolute pro-liberty, pro-life, hardcore patriots that have changed the political face of Tennessee.
Thank you, Alex Jones.
Well, how can we help you, sir? God bless you.
We are taking donations at www.truthradio.tv by credit card. We are in competition with another buyer from Chattanooga and to buy an existing FM. and we've got till the end of the year to come up with the biggest down payment we can make to get in the game of reaching 80% of the population who listens to FM only. And we appreciate your endorsing this effort and our faithfulness to the cause of liberty.
Well, absolutely. Yeah. But again, I've seen this before. We get on one station for 4 or 5 years, and it ends up getting high ratings. That changes the face of whole regions. You helped us knock the door down in Tennessee. That's spread now into Kansas, into Missouri, and into Oklahoma, Mississippi, Louisiana. It's like a war. And we didn't, like Limbaugh had hundreds of stations paid for up front to get him on. Then later they had to pay to get him. But the point is, he had big money, Roger Ailes behind him, and started Fox News. Later, we had little mom and pops like you. So we stand with you in the great message of liberty, Mr. Grothjohn. So again, tell folks how they can donate.
Thank you, Mr. Jones. Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, I've gotten emails from people who work in Atlanta or in Birmingham have been driving through the area and would pick up your program and become internet listeners. So hopefully, you know, we're going to be able to.
No, you're one of the first big walls. You were one of the first people to blow a hole in talk radio for us to enter. I mean, again, you were right there. That's why it's so great to talk to you. Helping this broadcast up front, absolutely give us a breach over the wall. So God bless you and your listeners.
Yes, the listeners, you know, are doing it. They are. We have over 100 listeners that have made donations already. We need 2,500 listeners to make donations of $20 and as a minimum to reach the threshold. And we hope that you know, we will continue to. Reach those who are listening for the truth and want to hear the reality of alternative news.
And regardless, it's so good to have a 24-hour station putting out nothing but liberty messages so it's not diluted. Regardless, even if you're not able to raise enough money, you can put it into the station, put it into promotion, and then it's a pure donation in the info war to a station that's been so faithful to liberty, and I know through a lot of adversity, Mr. Grothjohn.
Why we're going to the listeners and doing it this way, Mr. Jones, is because we've actually taken $250,000 in capital from our studio building because we had a business plan to build our own tower instead of leasing one, and the interest rates and the cost of the land worked out to where we are actually building a new AM tower 5 miles further into the population center of our service area, to reach two towns that we haven't reached before with a local signal. And so we've got $250,000 invested in the FM, in the AM station only right now. And that's why we needed the capital support of the listeners to extend our resources to be able to compete and buy the FM.
So, well, that's right. And if folks won't spend money to get the message of liberty out, we're lost, which they will. This is an absolute war. And so, again, give folks the website and the phone number if they want to call and donate.
It's truthradio.tv, truthradio.tv, and the phone number is 865-984-1470.
Give it out one more time. Yeah, give it out again.
865-984-1470. Thank you, Mr. Jones.
You bet, truthradio.tv. And listen, let's talk again sometime. It's always good to hear your voice. I don't think we probably talked in 5 years.
Anytime. The honor is mine.
Harry, can you believe how crazy the world's gotten and that it's even worse than I said?
Yeah, the struggle that, what we're doing here, you know, in Truth Radio land, Alex, is we have the only listenership that I know of in radio that writes a newsletter to talk about what's going on with the Agenda 21 and how we are defeating it in our local community. We actually defeated Agenda 21 and the international maintenance code regulations trying to be established in our
town. I know. I follow it. You guys are changing the face of Tennessee. And again, if people will go get these mom and pop stations, support them, and really get behind them, we can take our towns and our cities back. That's all it takes is people willing to stand up against evil.
the phrase that we're using is, look, you won't be able to live free if your neighbor doesn't help us, you know, spread the truth and to others who want to live free, and you'll be able to do it.
Truthradio.tv, folks, go there and donate $20 today so they can get their goal to get on a bigger FM. God bless you, sir. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
All right, there he goes, Harry Grothjohn. And I just think about people that have been standing with us so long. We stand with them, and it's really that simple. Okay, I got to go to your calls. Let's jam in Marcos as we go to break here in about a minute and a half. Marcos in North Carolina, thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, brother.
A couple of weeks ago, I proposed a resolution to preserve and defend the Constitution of the United States, the state of North Carolina, and the sovereign right of the individual to keep and bear arms, even in the face of an emergency gun confiscation. That was pending review before the Raleigh City Council for 2 weeks. I went back yesterday to ask them what their determination was, and after having lost the paperwork and not having it on the agenda and being, you know, graciously allowing me to present it even without it being officially on the agenda, they heard it. A counselor actually made a motion in support of it, and then it died without a second. So I just
Well, that's what you got to do. And for those that don't know, your new governor says he's coming for your guns.
Yep. Well, there's an article on Planet InfoWars. Raleigh shoots down the Second Amendment. Resolution dies without second. But liberty is rising. We are definitely making some headway.
I tell you what, we'll post that article in the Second Amendment section right now. Raleigh shoots down Second Amendment. We'll pull that up on PlanetInfoWars.com and get that up on InfoWars.com. All right. Ray, Josh, Mike, others, stay with us. We'll be back.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base. Nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Trauma Max. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Our infrastructure is failing and our government is corrupt.
We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years, and in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
Let's try to get to your calls here because I've got to get to all this news we haven't covered yet on Fukushima, Obama openly being a dictator now. I'm just calmly saying that. It's actually happening and no one seems upset. Some people are upset, but not enough. Father arrested for trying to pick up kids. That video's coming up. It's up on Infowars.com. Right now, let's go to Josh in Georgia. We have a Josh that works here from Georgia. Go ahead, Josh. You're on the air.
How's it going, Alex?
Pretty good, brother.
Awesome. Long-time fan, long-time listener. Just wanted to touch on a few things. If the Second Amendment is considered the teeth to the Constitution, I would consider the first the brains, and the fourth the backbone. And I want to read something here, if you don't mind. Quote, citizens may resist unlawful arrest to the point of taking an arresting officer's life if necessary. End quote. Plumer versus State, 136 IND.306, and it was upheld in the Supreme Court in the case John Bad Elk versus the U.S. 177 U.S. 529. Now, first and foremost, I want to say I'm not in any way, shape, or form advocating violence.
No, but I mean, if a cop wants to try to rape you, you have a right to fight back until death. And they just had to pass another law explaining that in Indiana, and it's true. And I've heard our awesome police chief say it doesn't matter if a cop's wrong. You got to let them do whatever they want. And that's madness. I mean, that's North Korea. I mean, it's like Obama is breaking all these laws. They go, well, he's the president. And it's not bad if the president does it. Well, that's Nixonian. The state is not God. Police are designated by an incorporated area of people under state law. You hire professionals to do the work for you. They are servants. But now they're saying, no, we are the masters. That has an ancient name. It's called tyranny.
Amen, brother. And that's where all of this, and I just, what brought me to this was watching the father being arrested, you know, trying to pick up his kids maybe 2 hours ago. And it's that sort of thing that we need to stop allowing ourselves, allowing to happen.
No, that's why cops will walk up if you're 200 yards away from them doing a stop or something, and they'll go, turn your camera off. And I'm like, First Amendment. And they're like, oh, I'll arrest you. And they're like, you really think you're God? All right, turn around, you're going to jail. Well, they got to be sued because it allows bad people to act like that when you don't stand up to them. The problem is, again, most police I talk to are actually awake, but they're trying to put all the bad ones in under federal training, federal grants. It's a very dangerous situation.
It's a very dangerous situation. And the problem is, And granted, I understand not trying to cause a problem, or if you're trying to get somewhere, you're not wanting to be held up.
Sure, but at a certain point, you can't bend over anymore. I mean, bending over is only making things worse.
And allowing yourself to be kidnapped and put in jail and then go through the whole broken legal process to get, you know, compensation and get your lawsuit through, you're still bending over and allowing your rights.
Sure, well, here's the deal. They're already coming for everybody's kids and the guns, and that's going to start it. It always does. Santa Ana tried it. King George tried it. And it doesn't matter if they get the majority of the sheep to sit there and suck their thumbs. They want to make all of us that produce their slaves. That's why they list us as the enemy. Red-blooded, hardworking, we're the enemy. And so it's like, all right, you know, you really want a war, you'll probably get one. And they'll blow stuff up to blame it on us, have the moral high ground. That isn't going to work anymore. And look, my whole issue is the average cop, if the Civil War kicks off, is not the target. If they don't corner you or whatever, you know, if they corner you, you got to protect yourself. That's the way it is. It, you know, the bureaucrats, the scum, the corporate heads, the people that did all this, they're the ones. They need to pay. And they will pay when all of it comes down if they keep pushing it. And look, I don't say that as a threat. That's a historical fact. And when we take America back, and they have Nuremberg too, I want all these people ferreted out of Luxembourg and Switzerland and everywhere else, and we're going to take them back here and give them jury trials, and then we're going to take them out to public squares, and we're going to hang them, and their little necks are going to sit there and pop one after the other. I probably won't be alive. It'll be a long time from now. A lot of us are going to get wiped out if we don't turn things around. But if it goes to all this, I know in my gut, they are going to hang high, and they know it too. They are the worst criminals you can imagine. Is that what you were getting at today, sir?
Pretty much, but we've got to start standing up for it and you know, going and having the lawsuits. And you know, like he said,
we need to speak out, lawsuit, get involved, do everything we can so the Civil War doesn't start. We need to do everything we can. But I'm telling you, they're spoiling for a fight. And we're not, it's just like in Lexington and Concord. Here came the, you know, 10-1 British redcoats and local militia was there. They were coming to confiscate the guns from the church where they kept them. And they said, look, they paraphrase the words, don't start, don't fire first. But if they fire and attack us, let them have it, because if they want a war, they're going to get one. And the shot heard around the world happened when the redcoats said, lay down your guns, we're going to kill you. Lay them down. And they didn't lay them down, so they fired. And you know what? They ended up defeating that group, but a larger group got together and routed them. And then the rest is history. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com. Or by calling 888-253-3139.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record. Reports documented a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base. Nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Alex Jones here. And I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a 4-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today.
We've got it.
This transmission coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We see the
earth.
You've got it.
Now, folks, I'm not ready to announce the surprises we're going to have in Dallas for everybody. But tonight, 8 o'clock Central, at the Federal Reserve, you want to be there to get all the free flyers and stuff to hand out to people. So, again, you want to definitely come up there. The flyer says, the establishment killed me 50 years ago, and now they're killing free speech. The people are fighting back, with the image of Kennedy. And on the other side, it says, the people are fighting back. Operation Liberty is in full swing. Anyways, Infowars.com/show if you want to be able to watch the show. But right now, ladies and gentlemen, we're making some big announcements on the radio tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. I'll be broadcasting from Dallas with my reporters on the ground. And I'll be on the ground Friday down there, leading a march live on air for the First Amendment. But right now, I want to get to this really serious article and then back to your calls and back to a report from John Bowne and Rob Jacobson on the streets at Dealey Plaza as they shut down more of the areas. Father arrested for trying to pick kids up from school. You don't need a reason as a parent to go get your children. They are our children. A father was arrested for attempting to pick up his kids from school in a startling new example of how the state is increasingly treating children as its own property. Making a stand against what he considered a dangerous and illegal new school policy that forces parents to wait in a line of cars outside until children are released at 2:35 p.m., Jim Howell, who I want to get on the show, guys, tried to walk his kids out of South Cumberland Elementary, but was arrested and now faces charges of disorderly conduct. You don't need a reason as a parent to get your children. There are children, Howell states in a video of the incident. And again, he's totally polite, totally nice, and the cop gets loud and says he's causing a problem. The officer, the guard, who made the arrest of the slave, sheriff deputy and school resource officer Avery H., responds to Howell's attempt to pick up his own children by stating, I'm going to call some help down here and we're going to take you to jail right now. I'm not putting up with this today. You're being childish and it's uncalled for. They're totally turning the schools into prisons, folks. Social engineering that the parents can't get near them, their little prisons. They advertise them as mass shooting zones. The school secretary attempts to get Hal to fill a form out to authorize the children to leave the school on their own, which Hal refuses to sign because he's escorting the children out of the school, stating, they're walking with me when school's dismissed per state law. Then they go ahead and arrest him. The issue is, this is why everybody's trying to homeschool. So this is going to raise taxes where you can't afford to, you know, have somebody stay home and take care of the kids. It's not that the average teacher, even the average school cop's a bad person. They don't know they're in a social engineering system. They haven't read all the government documents. They don't know that it's actually run and approved by Wackenhut and others to prepare kids for prison life. They don't know that your kids are sent to school to learn how to use drugs and have sex. They don't understand the big picture of the social engineering. But the globalists are on record. The schools are meant to metastasize and take over the country, where now schools go, yeah, the neighbor saw Jimmy playing with an orange Nerf gun in his backyard with friends. They were shooting at each other with them with the Nerf guns. That's what you're supposed to do. You know, like when you go to Laser Blazer and play laser tag, when they go call a SWAT team on that. Imagine they send some globalist socialist in and they go, I saw people with ray guns shooting each other. Call the SWAT team. I mean, that's how, but the school acts like it's normal. Oh, yes, we are shutting Billy out for 2 weeks and then charging him with truancy because he had a orange and yellow Nerf gun with Bobby in the backyard. It's like neighbors see a 2.5-year-old peeing in the, on the side of the house and they call the police on him and the cop arrests, you know, the dad or whatever. I mean, this is just like you see a little kid peeing in the yard. That's what little kids do. I mean, I've had kids up to age 4 at the beach just start peeing in the water. You go, hey, whoa. You got to go back to the hotel to do that. And how many times have you seen other kids peeing in public? And call the police. People, there was some woman 2 weeks ago who was in a bar and saw people drinking and called the police and said, there's people drunk in here, and the cops arrested her. Or my hamburger's not warm. I'm calling the police on you. Let me make this clear. The police are out of control. The public is even worse. It's pathetic. And this father, I mean, this happens everywhere now where it's like a jail guard. You got to have an ID and you can't get your kids. And all the schools do this now. They bring your kids out and then like shoot them out into traffic to pick them up. Even private schools do this now. And it's dangerous. So he didn't like that. He wanted to pick his children up and he got arrested. Here is part of the video. The full video is up on Infowars.com. Do we have the video of the... Okay, well, that's all right. The TriCaster sometimes has little problems. But as soon as we get that, we have it queued up, we'll get that. We haven't had that happen in a while. And again, this speaks to just what's happened in our culture, what's happened in our society. And again, the plan, as MSNBC said, is that the state runs your kids. In fact, Watson's article lists all this, where California actually says your kids belong to them. The feds are saying you're going to have an assigned government social worker from birth, even if you're wealthy, even if you have no criminal record, even if you're middle class, you will have them in your life. They will be their third mommy or daddy, and they will teach your child how to, you know what? They're going to teach your five-year-old how to do you know what. So that's just, they're going to do it, and if you don't like it, you'll be arrested. So let's go ahead and go to the takeover of society by the social engineers, by the parasites. Here is the clip.
They're walking with me when school is dismissed.
No, we're not.
Per state law, yes, they are.
No.
No, you're really barking up the wrong tree.
You're barking up to the county jail where you go.
It's fine. I've been there before.
Good. You're about to go there again.
That's no problem. You just open yourself up for a lawsuit. Be another one.
Go get your lawsuit. I don't care. You're not intimidating me, Jim.
Nobody's
not doing it. I don't care how many lawyers you
have. I'm not raising my voice. I'm not confrontational. I want my kids.
You're a confrontation.
Nope.
You're starting.
Nope. I just started. You started.
You're going to get this?
I hope you tell me what's the contract. What's the difference?
That's fine. Okay.
It's fine.
Okay, good.
There's no difference. I'm up here walking to get my kids. There's no difference in a
You have to go by the school rules. You don't call the sheriff on me. Pick sheriff has nothing to do with coming in for the education.
School's dismissed. Kids go with me.
No, it's not how it works. It's not how it works.
Mr. Three.
I'm asking you to do the same thing the other parents are doing.
I can't stand in line and I'm walking, picking my kids up.
Kids that walk, wait till after buses.
But kids that walk by themselves. I'm here to pick my child up walking. There's a difference.
Trying to be difficult.
It's walk or parent.
We're trying to be difficult.
Nope.
You're being childish. Make sure you record that.
Not trying to be childish. School is over. My child is being
difficult. You're trying everything, every day.
This whole thing is going to get changed. So it doesn't matter.
Who says?
I say. Watch.
Oh, you're the boss?
I want
Are you the superintendent of the schools?
Nope. I don't need my child.
Are you the legislator in Nashville?
No. Nope.
What makes
but
you
I'm a taxpayer
else?
Like the other several hundred out here that don't like this.
They don't want parents coming in the government training center.
Nothing to argue about. Here's the rule. Here's a TCA code. School is out. My children are to be given to me. When school is out. School
it don't
is
say when. But
when
they have,
school is
they have.
Good pause.
They have. I'm not knowing.
Back it up 10 seconds. They belong to you all the time. They're just training you that, oh, they belong to them when they're there. Now they belong to him. No, it's worse than that. They belong to you all the time. And the answer is leave the government training camps in the property tax. This is the social engineering plan by the communists 120 years ago on record. Dewey, all of it. It's all on record to wreck the country. And now look at Obama. Look at all these people. They're in there teaching their kids how to have abortions and anal sex at age 5. Holy Toledo. Now the president's a dictator on immigration, military, Obamacare. He just does whatever he wants, put up with anything from these criminals. I remember when the Violence Policy Center was in the paper and said, it doesn't matter what Alex Jones does with the Second Amendment. We've got your kids, and we're teaching them to ban guns. They actually said in the cover of the newspaper in Metro and State, we've got your kids. Ah, ha, 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 ha. Well, you can go to hell, you stinking control freaks. Man, it makes me mad. See, I said, it's good that I've been in a good mood today. Now I watch this video, and it's just that cop's like, do whatever I want. You don't come in our little government nest where we got your kiddies in here. Let's go back to the tape.
Here's a TCA code. School is out. My children are to be given to me. When school is out.
It don't say when. But
when
they have.
School is
they have.
They have.
No.
Please excuse me.
School is out. They will give you your child, but it is the same win now.
Tennessee state law
didn't say win, did I? You don't say when you get your kids, boy. Back that up 20 seconds. That is incredible. I can see that cop like a predator creeping in on that dad. And he's explaining to him, here's the law. And the cop, the law in Tennessee, that's Knoxville, Tennessee, by the way, where we're on the radio, multiple stations. Wasn't it just Tennessee where they shot up the minivan? I mean, it just gets crazier and crazier and crazier and crazier and crazier. And the school's out. They won't give them as kids. They make you wait like 30 minutes now, doling them out the way they want. And it's just going to be more and more. It's about your kids belong to the state. I mean, I had the National Gun Group say, we got your kids, literally, in the paper. They are filth, man. Let's go back to the cop who's there preparing the kids to go to prison. You know, that's all the schools are, is prisons. Let's go back to him grabbing the dad. And the guy was smart.
Hey, I'm not, no. Please excuse me. School is out. They will give you your child, but it is the same win now.
Tennessee state law.
And pause again. Back it up 10 seconds. Under our system, we might keep them 100 years. It don't say when you ever get them back. They're going to make good workers later in the prisons. You don't say when you get your kid, boy. Let's go back to it. Here it is.
Please pause again.
Back it up again. And now, slave. The guy's like, excuse me, trying to talk to, and he's like, no, slave. You're here to provide the paycheck and children for the state like North Korea. You duck, shut your mouth, boy. Let me show you who the boss is, bud. You get your kid back when I want, because it ain't your kid. Let's go back to it right now. Go ahead and play it.
School is out. It don't say it's when, but
Back it up a little bit. He's like, I don't care. We'll just get it off the taxpayers. I get promoted. Your kid belongs to me. Let's finish the tape.
Tennessee state law says within a reasonable amount of time that is 15 minutes.
Put your minds back.
Okay, no problem. Go ahead. Open yourself up for a lawsuit.
I'm not standing here arguing with you.
That's fine.
Been disorderly.
That is fine with me. Call Honda Church. Ambush Bruce.
By the way, that dad's been doing this for months trying to get his kids. They'll keep him like 30, 40 minutes and make him walk through traffic right there. He's tried to get it changed, so he brought a camera in and documented all this. And again, they make a law where the kids are in their custody as long as they want after school. So he's pointing it out. So we'll just get the Tennessee law changed. That's how this works. This video will result in that law being repealed when the legislature's back in session. You can bet your bottom dollar. And that's why we're going to Dallas to reclaim the First Amendment, because you're not taking any of our rights, you degenerate control freaks. Oh, my God, this video makes me so angry.
Make sure you get
to
this side.
250.
Just call Kerry.
Leave him a day, officer.
Officer. They're not officers. They're like servants of evil.
That's correct.
That's correct. I'm a bureaucrat.
I can't hold the camera and do everything one time.
I can do whatever I want to.
Oh, look, you'll get the camera.
I don't still talk to you, Cam.
You guys notice I can do this accent perfectly because that's how folks talk in East Texas. Okay, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. He has, sometimes it's a half an hour. He has a special needs daughter, I would guess, from the vaccines. They hold her an hour and a half crying in front of her peers and not allowed to call him. So that's what it comes down to. They have just been hammering this guy. And you notice the cop's like, we'll give him back whatever the hell we feel like, you piece of crap. What do you think this is, America? Oh, I love it. I love the tyranny, don't you? Let's talk to Mike in Mass. You're on the air, evil one. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you, man?
I'm pretty angry after I watched that video again.
Well, I just had a couple comments on Kennedy and the Federal Reserve. I do have a pretty wild idea where we can stir up some the establishment and generate more awareness about the Federal Reserve. But just real quick, with Kennedy, I honestly believe regardless who did it, whether it was criminal elements within the CIA or military-industrial complex or LBJ, I really honestly believe that the order probably came from within the Federal Reserve. I mean, if you look at history...
No, I know. He signed an executive order to begin phasing it out. And he had been a hawk, but he found it was all a fraud that were funding the communists, so he got out of that. He said no to staging terror attacks to bring in martial law. That's what we're protesting. Federal Reserve, 8 o'clock tonight at Pearl Street, downtown Dallas. Be there.
You know, it just seems to me, until we can turn off the Federal Reserve's faucet, which, you know, obviously brings us wars, inflation, a police state,
Big Federal Reserve insider come out last week and say, I apologize, this is designed to transfer wealth to offshore banks. We're destroying America. This is a total, why not? They have a foreign tax to foreign banks and offshore banks with old bozo care. I mean, what do people expect?
Now, let me ask you this. Do you think this would be a possibility with pooling all your resources, all your listeners, Facebook people, YouTube watchers, and also the general public that's now waking up more and more, do you think it would be beneficial to have a million-man march onto the Federal Reserve?
Well, I mean, I've been part of national marches on all of their 50 head branches and hundreds of sub-branches, and each time the media covers it, it ends up being a national issue to identify them as the shadow government, and that puts pressure on the bad elements of it because there are some people that work there that are higher level that don't want to destroy America who bought into its official mission that's not its real mission. They've had the head of the Dallas Fed say we're under tyranny and they're destroying America. They've had the Kansas City Fed do it. Those are the two, sounds like my show and the stuff they've been issuing. Because, I mean, it's not all evil people, but it's evil at the top. And so, yes, I think we should all have in the Fed rallies all the time. And we should push for a big one, maybe coming up sometime in January or something, so we have a few months to promote it. You know, doing this impromptu real quick, I don't know, we just need 300 people to show up tonight to each get 100 flyers to hand them out. So folks know there's a violation of free speech, what's happening with Kennedy, and so they know how to tune into my radio show tomorrow and the next day and the day after that, Friday, so Thursday and Friday, the next 2 days, so people know the truth and can hear us broadcasting down there live. And again, it'll get the corporate media will definitely respond. They're already responding because they still think they're in charge, so they'll want to attack me. And so that's an arena that I will proudly step into and absolutely slash them to pieces with the truth. So I'm looking forward to absolutely gutting them on their own propaganda big time. And their attacks on free speech only energizes our operation. I'm afraid the people will be there when the establishment pimps arrive. Okay, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. Follow all the JFK coverage at Real Alex Jones on Twitter.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit priproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 Probiotic
helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM-1 as part of your daily routine, puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented, a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base. Nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have a total commitment in Dallas of our reporters and resources to defend the First Amendment. It's not even about JFK being executed. We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. We're doing a segment live at the Grassy Knoll with Robert Groden, one of the top JFK researchers in the country and the world, the guy that got out the real photos in the Zapruder film. Because he was over that at Time Life Books and saw it just days after it happened. He joins us now. We got 5 minutes left in this segment. Mr. Groden, thank you for joining us. John Bound, go ahead and get him now to speak about what he thinks of this 50th anniversary and other key points. Go ahead.
Well, here we are 50 years after the event, and we're here in Dealey Plaza. A lot of people here. Amazingly, it's something that will not go away, thank goodness. But I'm here every weekend, not just now. People do come 52 weeks a year. They want to know the truth. They know they're not getting it up there at the Stickford Museum. I will be here as long as I'm still breathing. And people do come from literally all over the world.
Have they asked you to leave yet?
All right. Hey, thank you, John. Appreciate it, guys. Thanks a lot. That's good. Yeah, they're just having some mic issues there. We'll do the next segment in overdrive if they'll go to the actual external mic, not the internal on the phone. If they do that, we'll be able to do the interview. Again, trying to work out this technology. When the reporters all get back, I'm going to do daily drills because I wanted to have these live reporters. I did this 6 years ago at the DNC with Skype like this, and it worked great. I'm going to have drills just on this because it's real simple. Then we always add tech, and then it becomes an issue. But I'm going to get this Groden interview in one way or the other here today. I've got to get in the car and go up to Dallas. I'm going to be the reporter myself on the ground. So that's coming. And we'll definitely be documenting everything. Briefly here, folks, we are funding ourselves with high-quality T-shirts, other apparel products, great films, informative books, InfoWarsStore.com. And we have the Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, just the best out there. Amazing what it's done for me and my family. What it does, detoxifying the fluoride, the thyroid, all of it, the increased radiation levels, helps mitigate some of that according to all the research that's out there. Find out more at InfoWarsLife.com. There's a promo video breaking down some of the facts there on the site, and a lot more at InfoWarsLife.com, or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, that's 888-253-3139. And we can't run this much longer because we're victims of our own success. It'll all sell out. We've got ProPure entire family of stainless steel gravity-fed filters that blow away the competition. We have the entire family, all of them, 20% off with promo code WATER20. Normally, you get 10% off with the promo code WATER. It's WATER20 or 2.0, but just WATER20. 20% off the already lowest price anywhere on the Pro One Pro Pure family of water filtration systems. So again, please go to InfoWarsStore.com to find that, or InfoWarsLife.com to find the nascent iodine. We have InfoWarsHealth.com for all the other big family of high-quality longevity products, InfoWarsHealth.com. And we're not like MSNBC, who got stimulus money along with corporate bailout money through their groups above them. They're a subsidiary of some big banks. We're not like NPR that gets hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars. We're funded by you supporting us and supporting our local AM and FM affiliates. So please, if you believe in liberty and freedom, and the First Amendment, in all these attempts to censor Liberty Media, support our local AM and FM affiliates, spread the word about them, support them, become sponsors, or support the sponsors that you hear on air. It's absolutely imperative. Liberty is gaining ground because tyranny's so open now. But we need to intensify. I mean, I've got Forbes right here. Obama's disdain for the Constitution means we risk losing our republic, and admits he's acting as a dictator 360 degrees. I mean, we now have a dictator in his actions. Dictator doesn't just mean you stay in office. It means you do whatever you want outside of the regular due process. Visit all right, InfoWars.com/show for the free feeds.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for truth seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now into overdrive to take a few final calls here. Please join me tonight, 8 o'clock Central. The map, the details have been added to the article by Paul Joseph Watson that is on InfoWars.com, where the demonstrations are tonight, tomorrow, and on Friday, the 50th anniversary. And I will be there leading all of these First Amendment events in defiance of them trying to turn that area into a free speech free zone, a.k.a. Tiananmen Square. So the article is on InfoWars.com, and we're going to retweet it out at Real Alex Jones on Twitter. JFK 50th anniversary, fight for free speech. And we should probably add live coverage. And then we're going to add the Ustream with John Bowen and Rob Jacobson doing a great job down there reporting. And they can do an interview with Grodin now that the show's ending. Tell them just do a Ustream with Grodin in detail with the mic, and they can do all that. And then we'll have live feeds tonight that are posted in the JFK 50th anniversary Fight for Free Speech box. When I'm out there from about 7:30 on, I'm going to be interviewed by a bunch of TV stations when I get up there at about 6 o'clock, 6:30 tonight at my hotel that's right by Dealey Plaza. And then I will splash some water on my face and drive over with 30,000 flyers to be handed out to whatever liberty lovers join us at the Pearl Street, Texas head branch of the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve. You know, I had my grandmother's brother, who was a decorated World War II veteran and a great patriot. He worked pretty mid-level, but it was high-level what he did at the Dallas Federal Reserve. And he would watch me on Dallas Access TV. Folks, by like 1998, would take my tapes up there and air them every week. I kind of got syndicated on Access TV before I even got syndicated on radio. And he really got shook up by it and did research and found out it was all true. And there he was, a World War II naval veteran in the Pacific, great guy, really funny, Billy Pope. And he never knew any of that stuff. And before he died, he came and visited me in Austin, really smart guy. He died the night of a stroke, but he was sharp till the day he died. He said, wow, it's all true. So he was just a really great guy. And he survived by his sister, who I saw four times last week. I need to go see her some more. Let's talk to Ray in Iowa, last caller. Sorry to all the others. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm all right, brother.
Good to hear that. Listen, I had a couple of comments on the fluoride content in the water. And I wanted to mention, when I was a kid growing up here in Iowa, my dad, there was this old boy that had been in World War II, and he was a friend of my dad's. He'd also been in Korea. Holy cats, he'd been shot full of holes like you couldn't believe. But he would come over and fill up buckets full of dad's well water. And this, we're talking like 1975. I believe in 1975-ish. And Dad asked, well, you don't got no water over there? And he said, oh, yeah, well, it's city water, but it's full of rat poison. And Dad was like, no, you're absolutely mistaken. They wouldn't do that, of course. And so while he came over, the next time he came over, he had this can, and it was sodium fluoride, and it said, caution, danger, had the skull and crossbones on it. And he said, this is what they're putting in the water. It's rat poison.
No, that's right, and they still use it, even though the FDA finally, because all their scientists, literally 90%+ revolted and said, we're going to sue you if you don't. They 2 years ago announced in the New York Times that they've said phase it out in the next 5 years out of pesticide. One of the main pesticides is fluoride dust sprayed on plants, and then it bioaccumulates on top of it. So, yes, sir, it is rat poison, and it's a giant joke on all of us, and they have the mainstream media make fun of us because we're aware of that. So God bless you. We're out of time. Great job to the crew, and great job to our first reporters to get up there to work out the bugs there at Dealey Plaza, doing a great job. Had a lot of fun today, and a lot of stuff was pretty scary, though. And we're going to be back tonight at about 7:30 or so with the Ustreams, and we'll also have the nightly news 7 o'clock with a lot of tidbits for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. We're going to continue tonight, Infowars.com/show. And, of course, the JFK 50th anniversary page will have the live Ustream feeds tonight.